All right, guys, let's talk about Spartacus, Blood and Sand. It's a new show that premieres on Stars. And it, have you watched it yet, Steven? It premieres tonight, but they showed it last night on the 101. That's, I don't have Stars, but I got to watch it. And I had seen different promos for it, and it looked kind of like, you know, it does. It looks like they're doing a 300 kind of a thing, but with Spartacus. And I saw that Sam Raimi and Rob Tappert are producing it, so I was like, hey, I'm there. I got to check this out. Mm-hmm. And I was not prepared for the show. I was not prepared for what I was about to see when I sat down to watch this.
What? Did you expect, like, a professional kind of, like...
You know, I've watched Xena. I enjoyed Xena. I had a lot of fun with it. Okay, let's picture... This
being
is,
campy like that.
This is Xena with F-bombs, nudity, you know, there's breasts everywhere, there's...
It's violent, it's vulgar, and it's pornographic.
Yes! It's... They say the C word about 10 times in this. I mean, there's people getting naked everywhere, and the dialogue I don't think fits the time period at all. I'm not sure.
No, but... it sounds like they're in Deadwood.
Yeah, they're in Deadwood. And it was hard to...
It's just
to...
a Deadwood script.
Right.
Yeah, it is.
And you know what? There's lines of dialogue in here where it's like, oh, you know, like, ah, oh, cringe in my side. But at the same time, I was like, I'm loving this show. It is ridiculous. There
I was
scenes...
cracking up. There's a point where the guy that's supposedly Spartacus speaks up in his old leader man says, he speaks out of turn, yet truth falls from his mouth.
Yeah,
I love that. Lost it.
And, you know what's funny is I can't take the Roman guy seriously. I think that might be Caesar. I'm not sure who he is, but he reminds me of Ryan from The Office. He looks just like him to me. He's like this evil Roman. It's like he looks like the dude from The Office. He looks harmless. And oh man, there's a scene here. This is the way scenes play out. There's a scene here where the Romans ask these, where are they from? Thrace? What is the name of the...
Yeah.
They're from Thrace, and he wants them to join the Roman army to help them defeat the Gedi, who are like warriors that use laser swords or something. You know, they use... never mind. So anyway, they're basically barbarians, Steven.
Yeah, they're barbarians with, like, leather faces.
Right, and... everything's cool until Spartacus. I don't even know if that's really his name. They just
no,
give him
it's
that
not
name.
Spartacus because at the end of I think
yeah, they
is
give
it the
him
first
the name.
Episode.
Yeah, they give him the name Spartacus basically because of the way he fought. But he sees that the barbarians are turning towards where they live and they're going to attack their own women and people. So he goes back to the Roman guy, is like, dude, we gotta go stop them before they, you know, kill our families or whatever. And he's like, no, because his hot blonde Roman girlfriend or his wife came and nailed him and said that, you know, you will be great or whatever if you go and head off the Greeks. Isn't that what's going on?
Yeah.
But what I love about this scene is how dramatic when he dismisses Spartacus from the room. He does it with such gravitas, Jack Bauer would be proud of him. Am I right? Let's check this scene out. It's awesome.
They break for the mountain pass here. It will take them 4 days at most to reach the villages below. Food, supplies, women. All unprotected.
It's a simple thing to be turned in the mountains at night. Perhaps I should send a Roman to properly assess the situation.
Send the gods themselves. They report the same.
Dismissed.
Wait, listen.
If we march by midday, we can easily...
Dismissed!
Whoa! Set off some explosives behind that. He like went...
The show is filled with those kind of moments.
And what's so funny is when he yells dismissed like that, he's like, all right, I'm out of here. It's like, there's like... You know,
he just yelled at me.
There's artillery going off behind his voice. I'm out of here.
There's this moment where Spartacus kills someone, and he, like, he spears him,
yeah.
And then it turns into, like, slow-mo, and then there's this gigantic blood splatter behind him.
There's this part where Spartacus gets hit in the back of the head with an axe. It's not even the blade. It's like the handle part. And he goes, and they're like an explosion of blood behind him, like covers everything. It's like, it's like, holy shit. Like all the blood just came out of his body in one blow. But then he like gets up. And what's great is, you know, they're showing this is the first time he's a gladiator and he's going to fight and hopefully be killed, the Roman guy's hoping. He'll be put to death and everything will be great because he dishonored me. He kicked my ass. Basically, he knocked me off my horse. Except he finds, Spartacus finds his strength, remembering his extremely hot wife in the show.
Oh, man.
She's totally hot, and she's talking about, she tells him earlier, kill them all. And he remembers her voice, and he's like, yeah! And so, you know, what I love is that they
for my wife's vagina!
What do they bring out, like, five gladiators to kill him? And the crowd's booing, boo, it's not fair. But, of course, he kills them in the most graphic display of violence I've ever seen.
The most graphic display of CGI violence.
It's all CGI. And sometimes, I mean, most of the time, the CGI looks ridiculous. But that's what I love about it.
It's totally over the top and absurd. The blood is so red. I mean, it couldn't get
there's
any
a part
more
where
red.
You know his buddy, who at first he's like his enemy and they become best buds. He gets his throat cut and they show the blood kind of out of his neck, like I don't know how long, but it seemed like forever. It's like, and they show it spurting out and it looks like cartoon animation.
Yeah.
And I was like, awesome! Yeah. I was laughing like this the entire episode.
I had no interest in this, and now you're making me want
to
watch it.
You've got to watch
it's
it.
It's so much fun.
You've got to watch this show. I mean, it is the most ridiculous, entertaining thing I've ever seen. It's like what they're like, I've always wanted to do Xena, but I want to do it like NC-17. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to have...
Oh, and the women are so hot.
Yeah, do you know that, like, they cast the hottest women ever? And Rob Tappert, who's a producer, puts his wife in it, who's Lucy Lawless. That's what's funny. It's like, honey, I want you in the show, and I want you naked. It's like, okay, honey. I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, the next episode, she gets
pushed
banged
up against,
the wall. And she's masturbating on her bed.
You know what's you know what's hilarious, Bill, is the... I'm sure you've listened to the commentary to Army of Darkness.
Yes.
Where there's a part where Sam and his brother Ivan are talking about when they needed like these slave girls for the skeletons. And Rob Tappert, the producer, brought in these topless women. He was auditioning them. And they were like, oh, man, this feels so seedy. I'm just kind of disgusted by Rob's behavior. He's like, all right, bring in another one. It's like these topless ladies. And it's like, the movie's not even – we're not going to have topless women in the movie. They don't need to be topless. You know. And if you notice in the movie, they have hair covering their breasts. It's like, but that's hilarious. So, wow.
The same in Ivan.
And I mean, this show is like unapologetic.
It's
so stupid, and it's fun, and it's violent.
It's the best word I can come up with is ridiculous. It's ridiculous fun, and I love it. Whenever there's another moment of ridiculous blood splatter, I just laugh because you know I love that stuff. But it's like, it's not like disturbing. It's so cartoony, and but then there will be a scene where everyone's like. Very in character. I mean, it's very dead serious, and it's like, wait, what? Now they're getting all serious on me, you know? But that's what I love about it. But seriously, Steven, you're dismissed.
Dismissed.
Oh.
Inappropriate.
You know, that's kind of like the what it's like.
Inappropriate.
Spartacus, Blood and Sand. It's a winner.
Yeah, it is. I've downloaded the first two episodes, a screener, I guess the press that they sent out to the press, and I can't wait. This is going on the top of my DVR.
And you know what? The show's in film.
But I'm going to have to watch it alone, because otherwise I would feel so creepy.
There's this part where...
Can't watch that with Dad, can you?
There's this part where Spartacus and his wife, they decide to have sex, and all of a sudden it's like, did this turn it to a Cinemax movie? What the hell just happened?
I mean, she is grinding on him.
Yeah, it's like
I mean, and there's a point where they're in, like, missionary, and he's just thrusting away, and I swear, if they didn't have the lighting just right, they're actually having sex. I mean, it's just like, how in the hell? It was shocking.
The it's filmed in HD and it's gorgeous. It really is.
It makes the women look all the much better.
And there are scenes in this that are right out of a comic book. I'm sure, you know, when you watch 300, they got all the ideas from 300. It's like, this show would not exist without 300. You know how I was saying, like, Legion was some 12-year-old kid in church coming up with this? This is a 16-year-old.
It's his 16-year-old horny brother.
Yeah, who reads heavy metal, and he's just seen 300, and Stars is like, let's hear your pitch, little Kenny. He's like, all right, here's my idea. Spartacus, kind of like 300, and there's breasts, and it's bloody, and they're like, we love it, kid, let's go with it.
That's what every time I hear that dismissed, I think of the inappropriate. It sounds so similar.
I know, it does.
Inappropriate!
That would have been good if the guy tried to dismiss Spartacus and he came back with that inappropriate!
Inappropriate!
You know what? His buddy, his, like, vulgar-mouthed guy who... Actually, they're trying to kill each other earlier, but then they could become the best of friends or whatever. The mouth on that guy, it's just like, good Lord. And the guy has, his voice is so bad, it's like a Japanese anime dubbing. Like, yeah. The really bad voices on Speed Racer is like, Speed Racer, you will never.
But they all talk in this British accent.
Yeah.
It's like, wait, what? I thought they were from, like, Bulgaria.
God, I love it. All right, guys, before we do the news, let's talk about Spartacus, huh? Did everyone go out and watch the Spartacus Blood and Sand premiere? Because I can see a major difference in quality from the first episode to the second one, which I mean is over-the-top bloodshed. They didn't have as much in this episode.
No, this was more... story episode.
Yeah, this was Spartacus having something to fight for kind of moment. But there is this, they brought the Roman guy back from last week where he goes to visit to Spartacus and change. And the guy, you know, he's a Roman, so we already know the guy's a major dick, right? I mean, the guy is a dick. He took
That's the basic qualification to be a Roman.
So you be a dick.
Dismissed!
Oh, yeah, he dismisses you really loudly. But now he goes to talk to Spartacus, who repeatedly, I think it's funny when he's like, that's not my name. That's our name we give you. But here's this moment where he visits Spartacus. He's shackled up, and he tells him about what happened to his wife. And it's just, I feel sorry for poor old Spartacus here.
Glam, you'll address me by title of Legatus.
Whoa.
Yet the animal, mark of your kind.
Where is she?
On that little wife of yours.
Well, wherever I please!
Agreements. None. But you... You have grieved me. Stirring the auxiliary into desertion, calling my command into question.
Imperiling my standing with the Senate! And then, in the arena, you grieve me again by not knowing when to die!
Wow, this guy really blames his box on other people, didn't he?
In exchange for us.
But your life is no longer yours to bargain. If I wish it ceased, I am but a whisper. And good Batiatus will command it.
Then tongue the words in his ear.
You mistake me, Thracian. True. I once sought death in repayment for your slights. But I see the error of that now. Wishing for an end. Too quick. No, my desires have turned to blood. Spilled by the drop of time until you are drained. I told you Rome's shadow was vast, and you will yet die under it, sliver by sliver, to the roar of the crowd.
I love the way this guy talks. I'm going to start saying vast. Vast.
To bind us.
Vast.
I took it from her thigh. To preserve the scent. Before my men stained it with their own.
Oh, dude.
That's not nice.
Savage amusement. And when the fight finally left her eyes, I sold her to an unpleasant Syrian for half a coin.
Bastard.
You see, the Thracian finally learns his place before me.
On his knees.
What, the unpleasant Syrian?
I think that's my brother-in-law.
Wow, an unpleasant Syrian for half a coin.
Yes.
What a dick. Am I right? The guy's a dick.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think the show is going to go, you know, from here?
Wherever I please.
Whoa.
Look how hammy it is.
The show is going to go wherever that dude pleases, so we can't question him. But what I've loved about this episode is Spartacus, he's there in the gladiator school, and all the veteran gladiators are total assholes to him, you know. And, you know, it's all about waiting to see him, you know, he'll take prominence in the school and be this killer or whatever. All I know about Spartacus is what I know from the movie, is basically he leads an uprising over the school, and then he makes war with Rome, you know. But I want to know more about the history about it to know what really happens, because this has already been picked up for another season. They're going to have to stretch out, aren't they? Yeah, Starz has already picked it up.
Excellent.
So I think the show's a lot of fun, and it is.
It's a ton of fun.
When I saw last night, I was like, "What the what? It's on tonight? Holy shit!" Because I don't have Starz, and it was on the 101. I'm like, are they going to show the third episode next week? So I keep thinking we're going to have to subscribe to Starz.
But yeah, and there was a healthy amount of sex in this one.
You know what's funny is his wife is nowhere to be found because, you know, this Syrian has her, and they didn't show that. But, of course, she can always have the dream sex sequence to show her.
I sold her to an unpleasant Syrian for half a coin.
Oh, you bastard!
Cut the coin in half.
Yeah, let me just snip this in and get some bowl cutters here. Cling! Hope you enjoy that.
How funny is that?
And his wife is so hot.
Wow. I love this
show. She's so hot, I'm actually following her on Twitter.
So am I. I wonder where she's going, Steven.
Wherever I please!
Oh, okay, dude.
Hopefully she doesn't tell anybody when she's not home.
But you know what? That guy, he still looks like the dude from The Office from me, so it's hilarious.
Yes, he does.
Whenever he appears...
BJ Novak.
He looks like BJ Novak. Let's talk about Spartacus real quick, Bill, because I've been loving the Spartacus.
Oh, yeah.
I have had the worst diarrhea of my goddamn life last night.
I don't know anything about that.
I don't remember that happening on Spartacus. The Spartacus. But what's funny, would you say the pilot episode matches these other episodes, really?
No, the pilot episode was like an appetizer. We're getting into the meal now.
Right, it was almost like, oh, man, we got to go crazy in this thing to get people to watch. And it turned a lot of people off, like, this is stupid. Not me, of course, because I love that kind of stuff. But it's the storyline is I love the storyline. And, you know, it's still got the language where they drop F-bombs, and it's, it kind of makes me laugh. The main guy who owns the gladiator school, what is his name?
Batiatus.
Yeah, whenever he's like, well, I want to just effing rain already, and, whatever he says. It's just always funny.
It's always vulgar and ridiculous.
Yeah, he's just, like, just so vulgar. And in this episode, there's a scene where he gets revenge on someone who tried to kill him, and it was just, like, brutal.
It was really brutal.
And they have, like, these awkward sex scenes where it's just kind of, like, embarrassed to watch. Like
man sex scenes.
Oh, there has... Yeah, and Spartacus looks over. He's like, dude, sorry, I looked directly at that. But also there's the scene where they order the gladiator, come have sex in front of us with this woman. And all the, like, Roman guys are like, oh, interesting. Shall we wager when they finish? And it's feel dirty.
Well, what's funny is that's honestly, from what I understand, how it was then.
Yeah, how they did that stuff. And they have the blonde Roman chick, and she's like, oh, this is so interesting. And she's, like, getting all hot and bothered over it. It's like,
yeah, I'd like to show her something interesting.
The scenes where, like, she's like, more water, and they have a water shortage. She's like, go ahead and get her some water. And she's like, oh, delicious water. They're so sexy. You know, she doesn't say that. I'm just, like, interpreting.
Yeah, she's all sexed up.
Her movement.
At all times. Yeah.
Now, in this episode, I mean, basically what's happened is Spartacus, he's fallen out of favor at one point. He's set into the pits to fight for his life. It's not like gladiators where they fight with an art. They just fight to live with these friggin' crazy night breed looking Cenobite people. He somehow survived. You know, he made a deal with the guy who ran the school. He's like, you bet everything against me now that I've won some fights and everyone expects me to win. I'll take a dive and die as long as you find my wife and honor that. He's like, all right, deal, dude. And they're like, whoa, how Spartacus could get out of this one? He's going to friggin' take a dive and be killed to find his wife. But what's great is these guys go to kill his master, so he saves his life, so he doesn't die and save the guy's life. So, hey, he gets the benefit of, like, hey, you saved my life. Okay, I won't kill you. And you're back to being a gladiator again. You know, just the way it works out each episode is like, whoa, he just narrowly escaped death, you know? And this episode they have to fight Theocles, the undefeated gladiator who, you know...
crazy albino bastard.
He's been, like, cut many times, but no one can kill him, strike that mortal blow. And Crixus, who's the best gladiator they have, who's also undefeated, you could tell when there's, like, Crixus will fight Theocles, he's kind of like, oh, okay, dude.
Yeah. And damn, I was just falling for a girl.
He's in love with the slave girl, who also, Lucy Lawless, who's the main guy's wife, she gets sex from him whenever she wants at the same time. And it's funny, the blonde chick seems to be hot on him too. And don't you love that part where he, like, salutes and all three women are like, ooh, he's saluting me. And he's like, he's only saluting one of them, but they're all like, oh.
Yeah, he's always looking at one, but they all think that he's looking at them.
Right, and he hates Spartacus, by the way, and they don't get along very well. And they've said that they're going to fight together against Theocles because it's the only way it'll be fair if it's two against one, because that's how much of a badass he is. And here is a part where
there's this really great – I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
There's this really great scene where they're both in the dungeon and they kind of finally come to terms and – Crixus is pissy about Spartacus because he's a slave and that's what he thinks about, and Crixus thinks he's a gladiator, and Spartacus is like, dude, you're kidding yourself. You're a slave.
Yeah.
And it's just the way they come to the conclusion to fight together was really good. I thought it was really well done.
And he's like, I fight for the glory. And he's like, well, I fight to find my wife, dude. What the hell? You're smoking. It's all an illusion. But he's like, no, you don't understand the glory or whatever, you know, that comes with it. And it's what I'm the name of their trainer, the black dude.
I cannot remember.
But he's getting pissed off at them because they won't work together. They just keep attacking alone. And he's like, you have to work together. And there's this great scene here where he kind of has it out with them.
You dishonor me.
The Thracian impedes my attack.
I seek to strengthen it.
Well, I seek no aid.
No. You need the gods to descend and fight by your side. Even then, victory is doubtful. Words falling on deaf ears. Attend your eyes, then. My failure
your lesson. His first cut dealt when I thought him vulnerable and pressed my attack unwisely. His next assault hit him as I fell back to regain position. Yet these wounds are nothing. A game of blood to amuse the crowd, and when he tires of playing, he will move to separate your head from your neck. I live because I survived longer than any man that stood against him. Some herald that as a victory. I am not among them.
You tell us his shadow wounds both when he is pressed and when he is given ground.
How will he be defeated? By accomplishing both at once. Press and defend. Distract and strike. Fight as one. Or die as two. Now, show me the way to honor.
I love those training scenes too, how they're both attacking their trainer guy and he's just kicking their ass repeatedly.
Oh, he's dropping them left and right.
But I like how he mentions there that the Theocles guy entertains the crowd, because you don't think about that later on when Spartacus and Crixus are fighting him, is they kick his ass pretty quick and knock his ass down and you're like, "Yeah, they won. They kicked his ass."
Yeah.
But he likes to play the crowd so he can have this dramatic rise up and he's still alive. And they're like, whoa. Because they're like celebrating. Like, hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, they're like, we did it. We're badass.
I can't believe that we feared. You know, everyone was like, dude, they're dead. Just try to go out, you know, kind of with honor. You know, try to fight, you know, well. And, you know, you're going to die anyway. But it was nice knowing you kind of thing. So when they kick his ass really fast, they're just like, yeah, woo. So when the guy gets back up and they're like, kind of like, oh shit. And then they go back to their old ways where he's like, get out of my way. And they're like not fighting together anymore. And you see their master just kind of like, no, damn it. They're totally like,
idiots.
They're not doing what was working anymore. And that whole fight scene where they're fighting him, I thought was awesome. Didn't you?
It was.
There was some questionable CGI in there, but I forgave it.
You know what? I don't even mind it anymore. It's become so, I mean, the show is so stylized that it doesn't even faze me anymore.
There's that part where Crixus stabs him, and the guy, like, grabs a blade, and he shoves it in more, like, hey, it doesn't bother me. And it's like, oh, he's kind of like, oh, what the? Because Crixus is kind of growling at him, and the guy's like, rah! Like, he, like, roars in his face, and it's just kind of like, dude, this guy's not even human. What the hell?
That dude was scary looking. I would not want to meet him in the arena.
And we've seen Crixus, you know, he's a badass fighter or whatever, and we see him getting his ass owned, and then Spartacus takes over, and this is kind of like a Spartacus takes Crixus' place. Yeah, he's like fighting, like all of a sudden he feels the glory, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, there's also this whole thing has been set up where it's a heat wave. There's been no rain forever. They're running out of water. People are fainting. And all of a sudden during this epic fight, it's cloudy all of a sudden. Is there a storm coming or whatever? And right after Spartacus chops the dude's head off, all of a sudden and rain starts to fall. And I love the crowd shots, Bill, how it's like a bunch of topless women and stuff. Like,
yeah, they're like pulling their boobs out.
It's hilarious, those cutaways to the crowd, because they're all like, woo! It's like Girls Gone Wild in the Roman era, I guess. But that part where Spartacus is like, woo! Like raises to the heavens, and he drops his swords in slow-mo, and the rain's hitting him or whatever. And you see people are like his the trainer guy, the black guy, you know, he's like looking at him like, oh, yes, you know. And poor Crixus, you see him
that'll do, pig.
Does Crixus, it looks like he's tucking intestines back into his stomach.
I think it sliced through the abdomen, and his guts were coming out.
It didn't look good for him. I was like, dude, he's like, oh, like shoving him back in. And so I can't wait to a new episode comes on tonight, and I watch it on Netflix streaming. So tomorrow there'll be a new episode waiting for me, and I'll get excited when the show comes on. I really do. It's awesome.
Yeah, so do I. I always look forward to Saturday morning. I get to, you know, have some breakfast and watch Spartacus.
Yeah, it's like. And oh, dude,
it's my Saturday morning cartoons.
There is a part where the assassin who tried to kill the main guy, what's his name again?
Batiatis.
They have the rotting body with maggots on it with this tattoo on him, a brand. And they're showing this guy like, who is that slave belong to? Look at the – and the dude's like, gross. He's like, I don't know. And they grab his head and shove it into the carcass with the maggots. And he's like – and he's got maggots in his mouth. He's like, I don't know. And I was like, dude, that is disgusting. Why are you making me watch this right now? Who on this – the director was like, oh, this crowd will love this, or the audience is going to love this, man. And I was like, I'm about to vomit, dude.
Probably Rob Tappert.
Oh, man, that was gross.
Whatever. I've been wiping my ass for 2 hours. I'm like, whatever?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, he's like, whatever, dude. But, yeah, the show can be, like, all of a sudden a graphic scene comes up. You're like, whoa, whoa, I forgot about the show will spring this on me at any time. Forgot all about this.
Yes, much like the surprise man sex.
Oh, it's so funny, this big, tough warrior guy, he's has sex with this young guy. And I don't know how to describe it, but it's just crazy. No, I'm not talking about the sex scene. I'm just talking about how it's like this warrior who he was the last of his kind. He defeated an army all by himself, but he likes to have some gay sex too. And there's a part where he's like, where did you go? You didn't tell me you were going anywhere. He's like, not worry of my where I'm going. And he's like, what's I worry about? And it was like, dude, come on. It's like, get out of here with that stuff. It's crazy. But it was funny. Wasn't it, Bill? It's awesome.
It was.
You're making it like personal. Made me go,
but I love, there's that moment where Spartacus has just fought for his life, and he looks over, and there's that going on. And you just see, he's like, dude. Why?
And I love that the guy getting it looks over at Spartacus like, yeah, you can have some too.
Oh, because the next day he's like, goes over to Spartacus. Hey, I brought you a snack, Spartacus.
Here's some bread and water.
And the guy's like, why is he being friendly with Spartacus? Like, hey, he's my bitch. It's hilarious.
That's my piece of tail.
Wait, what is that?
Delicious.
Ah, delicious. God, I love Spartacus. Spartacus! You know what? He's just now becoming a glorious gladiator. We still haven't gotten to the part where there's an uprising yet, have we?
No.
I can't wait for that shit. I'm guessing that it'll start in the finale or something.
I don't know. Wouldn't that be starting it a little early?
I don't know. I have no idea the history of Spartacus. I keep meaning to look on Wikipedia.
There's a great Spartacus blog where the historian writes stuff, and he made a little short summary of the history of the real Spartacus.
Oh, cool. I'll check that out. Send me the link to that later.
Yeah.
But anyway, Bill, let's talk about Spartacus, Blood and Sand.
This was a penultimate episode.
Yes, it was, and it. I don't think it's going to end the way it does from the beginning. There's even some comic relief in there with Spartacus planning to escape. But let's start out with this scene. Theocles has been destroyed. He's been killed in the arena by Spartacus. And we know Crixus is pretty much jacked up. So here's a moment where...
And Spartacus brought the rain.
Yes, he did. Everyone's happy. It's raining. It's all good times. And then this happens where he tells them about the whereabouts of his wife.
This is only the beginning. I will build an empire of blood and glory upon your name.
You do not stand against Theocles on his own.
Crixus is not forgotten. He will always have position if he survives. But Spartacus is the name on the crowd's tongue, and I would see it spoken with ever-increasing amazement.
I defeated a man who could not be defeated. What more could they expect of me?
Everything! Their appetite is a great beast that must constantly be fed with new delights. We'll start by changing your fighting style. Two swords as Theocles fought with. See the crowd's pleasure double with their new hero, twice as deadly, a new armor, worthy of a legend. Men will be made to feel smaller by it. Women will moisten at the very sight. Ah, but I forget. He has no hard purpose to just any wet thigh, does he?
Yuna's purpose are not my concern.
Fortunately, the gods feel otherwise. They shower him with more than rain and accolades. They bless him with news to lift the heart higher than the clouds.
So?
Found. In the dark corners of Syria.
Where is she? Is she well?
Peace. All will be revealed when her mouth closes. The Syrian glad I spoke of sold her to a merchant. The sea, his mistress. They have recently docked on the shores of Neapolis.
On Roman soil?
Your wife among the slaves. 2 days' ride from where you stand, barring incident.
When do we leave?
Is it wise to allow such a thing?
My man already spurns his horse. Rest at ease. She moves ever closer even as we speak.
You are an honorable man. And will forever bear my gratitude.
As you bear mine. Being reunited with your wife is but the first of many rewards.
Dominus.
What a great boss, huh? What a great guy, huh?
Oh, yeah, what a good guy. He cares so much about, you know, Spartacus. And
coin. He cares a lot about coin, doesn't he?
Yes, he loves the coin and the moist thighs.
There's a scene in this. It's so funny that... where him and his wife are in the bath now because now it's raining, yes. The drought's over, and she's got her handmaidens or whatever, and he's talking about, I don't know, relieving some stress or whatever, and she's like, here, have one of my handmaidens and enjoy yourself in front of me. So he's like, okay. So he is having sex with her from behind while he's, yes, having a conversation with his wife in the bath while she's being bathed by other women. And he's having a conversation as he's talking and straining. And I was just like, how do actors film a scene like this without laughing their asses
without
off?
Without cracking up, yeah.
How could you just stop?
The girl that played the handmaiden looked like she was really enjoying it.
You have not seen a more disinterested face in your life. Just kind of like thinking about laundry or something. But it's hilarious. And the grossest thing is that later on, well, we'll get to that, but Spartacus, his wife is coming, so he's really excited, but he doesn't want to stay there and his wife be a slave and him be a gladiator. He wants to escape with his wife and get away, which immediately I'm thinking, oh, this is a bad idea. It's not going to be good. And even his buddy, and what's this guy's name, the blonde?
I cannot remember his name.
He's like, this is a bad idea, Spartacus. And he's like, no, here, listen, hear me out. I'll have my armor and this. He's like, no. What about our teacher who could best any man? And he does the scenario where then his teacher kicks his ass and then his wife gets killed. He's like, no, wait, here's what we'll do. And he keeps changing the scenarios, and it's kind of funny. And each time he's killing lots of soldiers and... He decides what he'll do.
Or he's being killed, or his wife's being killed.
He's trying to rethink these plans, and his idea is to get all of the men drunk and get them laid with lots of prostitutes with the coin that he won. Even though he's a slave gladiator, he still gets money from – he still gets a purse. So he's going to use that money to get all the men drunk, and the guards will get drunk too. Everybody will be slow and hungover the next day. He'll even get his master drunk, and he'll be hungover, probably not be able to get out of bed. And
he drugged his master.
Right. And there was a great scene where he's like, I do not drink. I do not do anything to weaken my mind. He's like, but hell, I'll drink to your wife. And he's like, oh, okay. And he gives it to him, and then he passes out. So he's like, and he's going to wear his brand new armor too. So he'll be... And he has a dagger, I remember. This little kid has a Thracian dagger. He's like, is this real? And he's like, yeah, it is real. And then he swipes it. So he's going to use that to escape with his wife. And it's all building up to that. And they have this big orgy scene. All the gladiators and the prostitutes. You know, there's sex everywhere. Booze. Everyone's going crazy. There's man sex, too.
But there's the subplot with the man sexers that...
There's the warrior who has the young male lover.
Man sex lover.
And he's like, I have enough coin now to free both of us. Except this other dude has totally framed him into looking like he didn't follow orders and let this little boy live when he did kill him. And it's really just disturbing everything that's going on here. And John Hannah, Dominus, he there's a scene where he questions him. And he realizes that he's screwed and he has to fight his way. He has to fight his way to freedom or whatever, but he gets basically stabbed a million times. I thought that scene was really disturbing, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was basically – it was what would have happened to Spartacus if Spartacus tried to get out.
Right. He would have just been the same fate as this guy. And it all turns out that it's made up that he did follow orders and he was killed for no reason except for this other guy who hated him who now – has more power, I guess.
Yeah, I can't wait for that guy to get his. He's the guy that limps around. And
yeah, I really need to find names.
He just plays everyone against one another.
Yeah, he's the crippled guy who kind of limps because he was a gladiator who injured his leg, I guess.
Yeah.
So then the scene comes up the next morning where Spartacus' wife is going to show up. He's got his armor on. Everyone's hungover. He's looking at the guards and... there's even one guy, I think it's so funny, as they're walking around, you see everybody passed out and drunk. This guy comes out of whatever the bathroom is, and he's like, I just shit myself.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, and it's like, oh, well, that's nice. And
God damn.
Yeah. Damn, dude. And it's Chris Noel coming out of there.
From wiping.
So, Spartacus is walking out. He's like, all right, I'm going to do it. I've got my armor. I've got this dagger. You know, everyone's slow. My wife is going to show up, everything. And you see his friend looking at him kind of like, this is a bad idea. But, hey, you know, he's loyal to him.
To you.
I was almost thinking he's going to end up helping him. He's going to get killed or something, his friend.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to give his life to Spartacus because he said, I'm sorry I can't help you. I have a family. But he's going to give in and help him. But instead, when the chariot or whatever, the wagon pulls up, you realize, oh, when he starts walking towards it, Bill, then you see the teacher guy.
The teacher, yeah, giving him the eye like I know
he's like coming out. He's like, oh, shit, he's awake. And he's strapping on. He's got his whip and everything. He's like, oh, crap. And he's trying to walk faster. Then you realize the guy who's driving the wagon is all slumped over. And he realizes he's bloody. And he's like... he's like, we were attacked. And it's like, oh, no. Oh, shit. And so he's, like, freaked out, and he opens the back, and his wife falls out of it all bloody. And she essentially dies in his arms. And I did get teary-eyed in that scene.
So did I.
I thought that was devastating. His
I
wife,
was like, damn!
His wife finally shows up, and she's just barely even hanging on. She didn't even say a word. She was just kind of like, and like lost.
It's funny how the show actually developed this false hope. Like,
right.
I was actually hoping that... I didn't know how it would work, but I was hoping that she would be alive and they would live happily ever after.
Well, I was thinking, I was like, she'll be a slave there and maybe John Hannah will have his way with her from time to time, but still she'll be alive and they'll both be together from time to time.
Yeah.
But he's like, well, I want to escape. And I'm like, oh, no, this is going to be a bad idea, you know, because at least as a gladiator, he could win them lots of money and eventually purchase
her
their
death
freedom.
Will make him angrier.
But here's the thing. When she dies in his arms and it's real sad and everything, all he thinks is bandits attack the wagon. He has no idea that as Dominus is walking away, he goes, see, I told you he'd be reunited with his wife. Kind of like, and he walks away. I have an honorable word. I'm an honorable man. I reunited him with his wife. But what he also did was arrange for her to be killed. And Spartacus doesn't know that yet, but I'm sure he'll find out eventually.
Yeah. I can't wait till he finds out.
I know.
Squirrely little bastard.
But it's like, how did this ridiculous pilot episode where this show is just a lot of fun become like a different show?
Yes, this addictive drama with...
There's no way you could have told me that I would have welled up with tears eventually in a certain episode.
No, moving from the scene where he's running in place and it changes from a field to a snowy forest.
I know. And also... the fact that Crixus, this big asshole gladiator, you actually feel bad for him.
Yeah.
And they're trying to heal him. And even Spartacus, he goes in there to check on him. And he's got mud and stuff on his wounds or whatever that stuff is. And he's like, I'll drink to you or whatever. He's like, don't you give him any of that wine.
Yeah, but he did that just to get that that drug to knock out his teacher.
Right.
So he stuck his finger in the wound and reopened it.
Right. That's where he's like, oh, the wound is reopened. He's like, oh. But he's just distracting him. So I guess Spartacus doesn't care about Crixus that much, does he?
No, I don't think he does.
He doesn't give a shit about him. Wow. So tonight is a new episode, Bill, and I can't wait to watch it. Just see what
it's like now my Saturday morning routine. You know, I go to bed right after the show because for me it's like 1 a.m. and then I wake up, I get my tea, you know, I get some toast or something and sit down on the couch and watch Spartacus and revel in the violence and debauchery that it is on a nice Saturday morning.
Big time debauchery. And John Hannah character, the slave owner, the gladiator owner, he's turned into quite the bad guy, hasn't he? Just the son of a bitch.
Just in this one episode, he's gone from kind of a squirrely, desperate guy who you're actually kind of pulling for into just a complete dick.
Yeah, when they showed that he wiped out that guy's family for an attack on
his life.
Yeah,
that's where it started.
That's when you're like, this dude's hardcore, man.
Yeah.
This guy's psychotic. But Spartacus, let's talk about that, and we'll
Spartacus
get to the DVDs.
Blood and Sand.
Have you been watching it?
Yes, I have been watching it.
Did you watch this last episode?
No, I didn't watch this last
episode. The gay guy's boyfriend has been killed, right? Mm-hmm. So he's become like a bitch to this other gladiator, and he's been punching him. He's always got a black eye. And Spartacus is kind of looking at him like, what's the deal with that guy? And he's like, come here. This evil gladiator who likes to rape him, I guess. He's like, get over here and stuff. He's like become his bitch. Spartacus doesn't like that at all. And he's like, he asks the guy, he's like, what's going on? He's like, what does it matter? He left me here to rot in hell or whatever. So anyway, Spartacus has got his own problems, but he's like, oh, that's a bummer. Until he finds him and he's hanged himself. The kid couldn't take it anymore. So he goes out and starts a fight with the other gladiator. He's like, what's your problem? And he's like, so-and-so's dead. I can't remember anyone's name on the show. And he's like, he says something really tacky. He's like, I'll really miss him. His mouth on my you-know-what. And Spartacus is like, oh! He grabs him by the neck and shoves him off the cliff. And the guy falls off the cliff. And they show a point of view from the rocks below. His head slams in it and blood splatters all over the camera. And the boss, Batiatus, is pissed. And they have this conversation. This guy knows how to enunciate. That's all I'm going to say here. Check it out.
This morning, I boasted the top retiarius in all of Capua. Now, I possess nothing more than bones and brains scattered upon the rocks.
Apologies.
Fuck your apologies!
Whoa.
I will have return of the vow you lost. The price of the man will be subtracted from your winnings until the remainder is balanced.
As you see fit, Dominus.
All of this for what? Petrus? He was nothing. Shit from a whore.
He was a man. Whoa. His life had worth.
Half a coin at most. Gnaeus was a gladiator. Years of training, each mounting to exorbitant cost. That is true worth.
He did not deserve to live.
I alone decide to live, not you, not a fucking slave. My generosity has been boundless. And you defy me still. Mercato's games are upon us. I expect you to fight as a loyal Roman. Die as a Thracian.
Oh. Hardcore.
See him to the Medicus.
No, it's okay, Spartacus.
Spartacus, don't cry. So
this some kind of Roman hero defeated the Thracians in this battle, so he wants Spartacus to represent his great-grandfather and kill these criminals who will be dressed as Thracians, and he's like, I will not. I am Thracian. He goes, you are no longer Thracian. You are now a gladiator. And he's like, no, I won't do it. But after that, he's like, okay, I'll do it. So then what's funny is since his wife died, it's not really funny. I don't know why I said that. He doesn't have much will to live anymore. But also he kind of wants to kill people. You know what I mean? He wants to kill. He doesn't want to be a slave. He wants to do something.
The end of this one is it
where the guy has a spear and he stands there. He stands upright, and turns his chin up, and the guy's like, "Hey, he's not going to do anything." Throws his spear, comes flying, and
I saw this battle.
Body artist is like, "What the hell? He's not fighting!" And it grazes his cheek, and he's like, okay, I guess I'll fight. Since he's like, I remember the whole thing is him doubting that there's gods, and his friends like, how could you doubt the gods from what you've been rewarded and stuff? He's like, but he took my wife.
He heard his wife say something about living
and how the gods favor him and stuff. So he's like, okay, I'm gonna stand here and see if I die. When he didn't, he was like, okay, well maybe the gods do want me to kill these guys. And he does kill them very violently.
The guy with the big hammer.
You know what was funny is Heather hadn't seen an episode of this till this episode. And she was like doing laundry. She's like, oh, my God. And I'm like, what? She's like, this show is so graphic. And I'm like, you know what? I've gotten used to it. You know, because especially when he throws the dude off the cliff. And I'm like, are they going to show him splatter? But yeah, okay, they are. And you just see the blood. And it goes on the camera lens. I'm like, yep, that's this show. And she hit her eyes for that. She was like, oh, she had to look away. I was like, come on, you're not desensitized yet. Yes. Soak it all in. It won't bother you. But I thought that was great. Oh, I know. He doesn't like violence,
when he cuts the guy's head off.
Yeah.
Dude!
And just the show is so cool. I love Spartacus. And I know eventually Spartacus led an uprising. So I know it's going to take a while to get to that. And you know what's interesting is Andy Whitman, I believe, plays Spartacus. He was diagnosed this week with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. But they said they caught it early, and he's going through treatment now. And I was like, damn. You know, it's just
Dexter caught – he's got
– it was the same kind, I believe. But they caught it early, so he's going to undergo treatment. And they said they're putting season 2 on hold a little bit, I believe. But I just hope he's okay. But, you know, it's funny. It's like I don't know – the guy looks like he's in really good shape and healthy, but it doesn't matter when it's cancer. Yeah. You know, just – there's nothing you can do, you know what I mean? It's just really...
Shoot, even the guys who were super healthy, you know, you heard about them dropping dead of a heart attack while jogging, you know?
Right, like... you just never... Basically, Steven, anybody could die at any time. I know it's upsetting. I know. It's okay, little guy. It's going to be okay. All right, Bill, let's talk about Spartacus, and then we'll do some news. Spartacus is great every week, and it also is very disturbing. Am I right?
This week especially. I thought we had seen it all.
Yeah.
Like fighting in the pits, faces being ripped off, people being speared through the mouth.
Yeah.
I mean, but this week
we've seen man sex. Yeah.
Yeah, we've seen man sex.
We've seen some disturbing things, and you know, we're going to get to that disturbing image. But first, let's set it up with Batiatus by some new gladiators, right?
Yes, he does.
And that is that girl named Alethea, the blonde chick?
Yes.
She decides...
Who I find insanely hot.
She's really hot, but also really kind of psycho bitch.
Yeah, she is psycho bitch for sure.
Let's check out this scene where she decides to buy a gladiator.
You've been blessed, each and every one of you, to find yourselves here. The ludus of Quintus Lentulus Batiatus, purveyor of the finest gladiators in all of the Republic.
Yeah! Great gladiator place.
In the hard days to follow. Prove yourselves more than a common slave. More than a man.
Your husband speaks as my father would before the Senate. He's quite the orator.
Here where you stand, sold off to the mines. Succeed and stand proud among my titans.
Whoa, love that whip.
The gladiator does not fear death. He embraces it, caresses it,
Each time he enters,
what make you of the new men?
They are spectacles. I find myself growing quite fond of this sordid business of gladiators.
Perhaps you should consider purchasing one of your own.
A gladiator? I couldn't have that.
Yeah, she's not the best actress.
Good times.
Could I?
Great wine.
She's an interest, he's yours. For a nominal fee, of course. Such funds to cover the expense of his upkeep and his training.
Every victory in the arena is an honor to his domina.
Only thing that does.
I like how they make it sound like she's owning a horse.
Who should I choose?
Totally.
May I offer a suggestion to aid your dilemma?
You will learn to worship it.
Dottore!
Our honored guest wishes to assess the recruits. Virtus!
Remove your claws!
Man, that's some whip, isn't it?
That guy's a member of Martini Ranch.
I wish to alter my bet. Everything on the one with the horse cock.
Huh?
The one on the left.
Sagavax, the Gaul.
He has truly been blessed by the god Priapus.
Fine specimen.
Say what now?
We must celebrate!
So, what did you think about the scene where she has all of her friends over? And they're just all
tacking. I loved that. I loved how they completely gave her a dressing down.
I know, because they have Spartacus up there. They want to see Spartacus, the champion. And she hates him, of course. And she hates him because he made...
her idiot husband.
Yeah, because he made her husband look like a jackass. Remember, he kicked him off his horse and everything? And I love the scene where he's like, your husband had women and children... killed because of
killed and raped,
right? He just ignored that they needed help and he cared more about his career. She's like, how dare he speak like that? And I love her friends go, well, it's true, isn't it? We've all heard. And it's just like, holy shit, you know, everybody knows he's a scumbag pretty much, don't they?
Yeah, that doesn't, it doesn't sound good for her. I'd love to know what's going to happen now with the
But that's
they
the
didn't
thing.
Really she... specify the gladiator that she bought. Well, I guess let's get into that from point on.
She basically tells her he's not even a gladiator yet. He's just a slave learning to
he's
be a gladiator.
Slave, yeah.
And even Spartacus has been nice to the guy, remember? They kind of treat him like shit a little bit. And he humiliates the hell out of Crixus in front of everybody. Just kicks his ass. Because Crixus keeps hearing he's going to be sold because... Batiatus doesn't need him anymore, and he's, you know, put him out to pasture, right? And he's like, I'll be healthy again.
Again? Horses? What's with the horse analogies?
I don't know, but there's also Domina is getting tired of him, or, well, she doesn't think he could screw her anymore like he used to. And there's this great scene where the slave girl who Crixus is in love with, she's like, give her a reason to want to keep you. So he basically goes there and just Fs her brains out. That scene was hilarious, wasn't it?
It was. It was funny and it was painful.
Yeah, he's like, come here. And he's like, just, you know, rams her with all he's got. And he's just like, good Lord, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
That sounds so excited about it, Steven.
And so basically she tells her gladiator dude that, you know, you will have riches and you will eventually be free. You will make me proud. And all I want you to do is kill Spartacus. So go down there and get the job done, right? And he's kind of like,
thanks.
Okay.
Later.
So Spartacus is sitting down there all alone and gets contemplating things. And one thing that I liked about the scene where he kicked Crixus's ass is it showed how he's totally involved in his studies of being a better warrior now. And
he's lost everything. Now it's this is all he has.
Yeah, it's all about being an official or being a efficient killer, and he is. But
and,
he's also
as shown in the opening montage that passed the time of
all the people he's killed. And I love how you see Batiatus like, ah, ha, 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 he loves it. And then they show Alethea like, oh, like rolling her eyes at everything. But, okay, the guy goes down there and tries to kill Spartacus. He's strangling him, and it looks like he's going to do it until Crixus shows up and stops him from killing him. And he's like, why did you save me, Crixus? And he's like, because you're a gladiator. You should die in the ring with honor. So you're like, oh, my God. Well, he saved Spartacus. And I was thinking the guy might be dead or they'd kill him or something. But then later on, you find out
The way he hit that bench or whatever, and, like, knocked his teeth out.
Yeah.
He looked like he got his ass beat pretty good.
But then later on, you see that they are crucifying him, right? Mm. They're nailing him and hanging him as an example. But not only that, remember that whole bit, that whole disturbing bit?
Yes, he was blessed by Priapus.
Yeah,
Not no more.
Everything on the one with the horse cock.
They cut it off.
Yeah, and blood is squirting out.
It is nasty!
And it's bad enough to cut it off, but then to nail him to that board and then hang him, he's just going to bleed out and die.
It is so I was disturbed by it.
Man, my balls are shaved, my pubes are trimmed, I'm ready to fucking rock this shit.
It's not like that. So, Alethea's standing there, and they're like, it's quite interesting. He decided to take Spartacus' life. I wonder what motivated him to do such a thing. And she's like, I don't know. But you know they do know that she put him up to it, don't you think?
Oh, they have to. As twisted as Lucy Lawless and Patiatus are, they know.
I would throw her ass out, wouldn't you? But maybe you can't because of how rich her father is.
She's as bad as her husband at this point.
Right.
But her husband is, I guess, would you call it royalty?
You know, we haven't seen that dude since, like, the second episode, have we? He hasn't been on the show.
Maybe he went off to do another show.
Yeah, we're going to see him on CSI or something next week. But, you know what? Last Friday after the show, Bill, I was really tired, you know. Me and Steven did the show because you couldn't do it. And I, like, turned everything off, and I'm, like, sitting there, and I'm like, I'm going to watch something on Netflix. The new Spartacus was already on there Friday night.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, holy shit, and that's when I watched it, and I was, like, so happy. I was like, oh, I can watch it right now! So they, like, are posting that shit, like, Fridays now. Awesome!
So, like, maybe, like, as it airs?
Yeah.
Actually, you know, what was it? I can't remember. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Let's go ahead and talk about Spartacus. What do you guys say? Bill, how crazy was this episode of Spartacus?
It was very strange in that not a whole lot happened during it, not a whole lot of play, but then
a lot of setting up for things.
To explain.
First of all, there's a woman who is cousins to the richest man in Rome, Crassus.
Yes, and they're all very excited by this.
And she would love to spend a night with Spartacus. And here's a moment here where they talk about it, and I thought it was great. Let's start out with this.
There is one small obstacle. Licinia favors the touch of our champion.
Spartacus. That will not be difficult.
Oh, he's always difficult.
In a past that no longer exists, I shall command, and it shall be done.
Ah, the champion of Capua arrives. A man who so terrifies Jupiter, the clouds burst and the heavens weep.
My glory is but a reflection of my dominance.
You flatter.
I return in kind.
And the gods take notice. Just when I thought we'd accrued every accolade, yet another falls in our laps from the heavens. Fair Licinia, cousin to Marcus Crassus himself, has personally requested you.
Crassus?
Richest man in the Republic.
A great honor. Who's to be my opponent?
Opponent? Licinia has no interest in watching you fight. Her desires are of a more intimate nature.
I am to lie with her.
And shame all men who follow.
Such things are asked of a champion.
They are. You have concern?
No. I am the champion of Capua. I shall perform all duties required of me.
Bring it to satisfaction and see our fortunes rise along with your cock.
What?
I love the way they talk.
Now, there's this moment where Lucy Lawless's character, Domina, she's like,
yes.
You know, he hasn't had some sex in a while. We should send a chick in there to just make sure he's good. He's a good lay when he has to do it. And they found a really hot slave girl to sit in there. And he's like, get out of here or whatever. And there's that awkward scene where she's like, disrobe. And she's inspecting her for abnormalities in her body. And she's so crass by the way she describes her body. And she must have sex with Spartacus or something else will be replaced there, namely a sword. And I was like, dude! So that was kind of messed up, wasn't it?
Yeah, Spartacus denies her twice, and the second time makes her sleep on the floor.
Yeah, he's like, I will sleep with no woman who is ordered to. So I was like, oh, okay, yeah, he's got principles, man. And his wife just died. He's not interested in this right now.
And he's got principles, but man, those are screwed up principles.
That chick did.
He's like, my wife would approve of this, you know. But poor Varro, his wife, you know, he's this blonde, curly-locked friend who his wife has become pregnant with another man. He called her a whore, and she ran away, and she's disappeared. He can't find her anywhere, and they found blood on the floor where they lived. So he's really, you know, upset about that. So Spartacus gets the slave girl to find out something about her in exchange, I guess.
Yeah.
Now, the weird stuff, the disturbing stuff, was the stuff with Alethea. Because she decided she wants to have sex with a gladiator, too. She wants to sleep with Crixus. And, of course, Domina, she's in love with Crixus or something. She's in lust with him. She loves having some sex. So she's freaking out about it. She hates her. She doesn't want to do that. So they do something crazy. They wear masks so the woman could anonymously have sex with the gladiator, and he has no idea who she is, right? But he wears a mask too. So she pairs up Spartacus and Alethea to have sex together. And as soon as I saw her with the mask on, I knew that was Alethea. And I was like,
because her body type was completely different.
I was just like,
to the other girl.
Well, I knew that she would do something evil like that, but I didn't know she would reveal it to her the way she did, you know, with,
yeah, that was just cruel
with him, like right there, like, oh, you're not done with Sparta. Oh, you know, kind of acting. She's like, oh my God. And he, when he sees who he's having sex with, he freaks out and starts strangling her. But
the pain in his eyes, I was like, damn, that guy's good.
It's like, he's going to kill her. And then the guards take him away. And what's funny is later on, he's like, I apologize, Dominus or Batiatus. And he's like, ah, it's cool or whatever. I got enough problems to deal with. Because what happens is the woman who's cousin to Crassus sees that Alethea has having sex with Spartacus. And she thinks it's hilarious. Like, oh, you know, this will be great. This will be great news to spread around.
Set tongues wagging about Rome.
And she's like, oh, ho, ho, ho. And Alethea's like, shut up, stop, stop laughing. She grabs her by the head, starts slamming her into the marble.
Yeah, I was like, the moment her head hits, you see teeth go all over the place.
Dude, and then in her skull, they show it crack open.
Nah,
and I was like,
and at the end, as it's panning back, you see something drip out of her head.
I was like, now, dude.
I wasn't sure if it was her busted out eye or part of her brain or what.
And the look on Lucy Lawless's face, because she just wanted to teach her a lesson and put her in her place, but she's standing there over the dead body. She's just kind of like, okay, things have gotten out of hand.
Yeah, that kind of backfired.
And I love whenever she has a scene with Batiatus, he's like, what the hell happened while I was gone? How many scenes have there been like that where he shows up and he's like, what the hell, man? I've been gone.
She isn't a very good politician. She can't play people against one another without someone dying.
I've been gone to market. What the hell? Last time I got to
be gone 30 minutes.
So she's like, wait, I told her to be discreet. None of her slaves know. No one knows she was here. We'll just hide her body somewhere. And then basically now she has Alethea under her thumb. because she says, I won't tell anyone. It's just be our little secret. And she even kisses her on the lips, and you know that she's got her now. She can make her do whatever she wants. But that scene, that shocking, because they're doing like this raunchy sex scene, just kind of like, whoa, this is crazy.
And it was intense, man. There was some serious... I don't know how actors can go through scenes like that and not get aroused.
Bill, there's the scene where they're like, prepare Spartacus, and all these naked women have Spartacus there, and they're all disrobing him. He's completely naked, and they're painting gold on his body, and it's just like, okay, I'm picturing on the set here, how are you not just kind of like giggling, you know, like, this is so ridiculous. My life is crazy. Awesome. Guys, my life is crazy, I'm telling you. And then there's a scene where they're modeling masks for the woman to wear, and all the women are completely naked, standing there.
Minus a mask.
Right. Yeah. And so it's just like, how did they film this scene without laughing their asses off, you know? It's like, everybody compose yourselves, all right, people? Come on, we're all adults here. But I love how the show went from that to that violent, disturbing scene.
Well, that's perfect condensing of Spartacus Blood and Sand. Like, these ultimate extremes. Like, sexy and incredibly violent.
Yeah. And there hasn't been any fighting, really, for a while, except for Crixus trying to get his feet back under him and become a fighter again.
Yeah, I'm wondering what'll happen tonight.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I love this show.
I always watch it after the show, even whenever I'm tired. I've got it immediately after the show. I watch Spartacus.
And they showed Crixus be jealous, like, I saw you talking to that guard.
And it was that's right.
She's the slave girl. She stole a key to open the gate so they could have sex. Like, dude, anybody could come around the corner and they would put her to death, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
And what the hell is she thinking? Wow.
Well, she risked her life for him, and he's ready to write her off.
I know, just for that talking to that guy.
Hey, you jealous
between
douchebag.
What, stupid and smart?
Yeah, pretty much, right? Now, Bill, let's talk about Spartacus.
Yes. Oh, my God, Spartacus.
Last weekend.
Son of a bitch of a show.
Yeah, last week's show. I mean, like, after the show, Bill, I watched Spartacus. You know, we determined it's on Netflix streaming on Friday. It devastated me.
Yeah.
Where I went to bed and I woke up still bummed out about it. Because this episode is basically about, first of all, it's about Batiatis, and he wants to be some kind of politician for some reason. So he has to kiss ass to a lot of...
He wants to raise his status.
Right.
Because, you know, he may be the best gladiator owner in all of Rome or in all of Italy or wherever the hell they are, but... That's nothing to these politicians that move. It's just a status thing.
They're a bunch of pretentious pricks who care about nothing but status. And you've even seen with the women, like Alethea's friends, they're all sacks of shit who just judge each other. You know, it's basically The Hills or Gossip Girl in Rome, I guess. And they show that Spartacus, he's got that slave girl to find Varro's family, his wife, who turned out that this guy was taking advantage of her. She cut him, so she was in hiding, and he's happy.
She cut that bitch.
Varro, he's thankful for Spartacus. Spartacus, he loves his friend. Oh, and I can't forget this. It starts out with an awesome Spartacus and Varro gladiator match between these guys, and there's this gigantic man with a giant chain.
He made me think of Professor Tanaka in
trying to hit him in the knees, like, oh! But there's this great moment where they, you know, it shows Spartacus and Varro working together, fighting these guys, and it's like, oh, this is cool. They're finally showing us some Varro action, right?
Yeah, and they work really well together, and I loved how they took the guy down by popping his head off.
They wrap the chain around this giant guy's neck, and they're both pulling, and all of a sudden you see his head go, and launch off of his head, and the whole crowd's like, whoa! And even Batiatis is like, I've never seen this before! And everyone's excited, and Varro and Spartacus, they're best of friends, they're goofing off a lot when they're sparring and everything.
Just
and
having a really fun time killing people.
Yeah, there's nothing better, man. A couple friends. Mickey Mouse and Dumbo, it's a gift of friendship, that kind of thing. It's a gift of
Mickey
friendship.
Mickey Mouse!
So, you know, he even gets his family back together. He's very thankful, and they're going to do this party. They're doing a bar mitzvah there, I believe. Right, Bill?
Yeah, it's a Roman bar mitzvah.
And this boy's coming of age, and they're going to have an exhibition match between gladiators for him, and it's going to be Spartacus and Crixus. And Crixus, of course, he's like, I will kill Spartacus and gain my honor back. He's like, no, dude, you can't do that. It's just an exhibition.
Yeah.
But
and even his woman warns him, like, dude, don't go too far. Let's just screw.
Yeah, and I'm waiting for them to get caught because...
Well, they did get caught.
Yeah, the creepy guy with the beard, what's his name? He's standing,
asshole.
Yeah, he's the jerk a-hole. He's watching them, and he's like, oh.
He's always playing all the different sides because he can't do anything else.
He's like, looks, and he's like, delicious. And he has this, like, smarmy, creepy smirk on his face. He's watching them have sex. It's just like, ugh. He's just like, this is delicious.
I'd like me some of that. And you don't know what he's talking about.
Like, I'll just watch it. No, like, you don't know which one he's talking about, is what I'm saying.
Like, oh, yeah. Huh? Oh, okay. So Alethea, she's like, no, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sleep with that kid and then have him do... At first, I didn't know that's what she was doing. I thought she was deflowering this kid for some weird reason. But
yeah.
It turns out she's getting him to say, no, I don't want Crixus. I want Varro in the match.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, is she... Because they played it in the episode before that she pretty much has lost her mind completely.
Right. So I was thinking she's just having her way with this young boy or something.
Yeah. Like, I knew she was doing it for some means.
I was
but
10 steps.
I didn't expect what came of it.
I was 10 steps behind her motivation. I didn't know what
so
was going on. Because
I was just happy that she was doing another nude scene.
Yeah. She strips off her clothes and is just like, that is one lucky kid, man. He's a man now.
That's what I'm thinking. She's leaning over. Her, touching the water, and he's looking at her.
He's
boot.
He's like, he can't even say anything.
I get a funny feeling in my pants.
So basically,
that feeling was reciprocated.
So at the celebration, whatever, he's going to fight Crixus, and Crixus is looking at him. He can't wait to kill him in front of everyone. I guess. Do you think he was really going to do it? Like,
It was his plan. You could see it in his eyes. He was waiting to. Drop a knife into Spartacus.
But he goes, I want Varro to fight Spartacus. So they're sparring and they're having a good time.
Well, the kid like adds insult to injury by saying, oh, Crixus, I fear Crixus is far past his prime.
Right.
And it was just like, it looked like Crixus actually got the knife in the gut.
Yeah, and he keeps looking over at Alethea, the kid, like that. He's saying exactly what she told him to say, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Spartacus and Varro are sparring, doing their exhibition, and of course Spartacus wins it. And you have to do the little hold the knife above him to should he live or die with honor or whatever. And the kid is like, thumbs down. And they're like, huh?
Oh.
And they're kind of looking at each other. And he's like, this is only, Batiatis is like, this is only an exhibition. He goes, well, he's like, father, if I want him, I say that he's to die or whatever. This is my day. I'm a man. He's like, come on, Batiatis. He's like, well, he's a very expensive gladiator, and he's like, I'll pay for it. And you just see Spartacus and Varro are like, what the fuck is going on, man? I just had to say that. It's like, what's going on? We were just having an exhibition. And he's like, okay, Spartacus, put him to death. And they're like, what? No, we're just playing around. What the hell? And then you realize that Spartacus is going to have to kill his best friend here. And you see that smirk on Alethea's face that does she... cause all this to happen, and Spartacus is like, in this whole scene, I was like, no, they can't do this. And Spartacus is like, no, there's always a way. We could fight our way out or whatever. He's like, no, that's not going to happen. There's guards everywhere. What are they going to, how long could they keep this up? It's not going to happen.
Yeah, and the look of like utter bewilderment and pain in Spartacus's eyes.
Yeah.
You know, Andy Whitfield just plays it so freaking perfect.
And he was I felt the same way he did. Like, huh? What's going on? Because you were like, weren't you laughing at the playful nature between Spartacus and Varro, just having fun for a change and toying around with each other, like doing, trying to outdo each other for everybody, and they're just entertaining. Then all of a sudden, one of them has to die, and Varro's like, as long as my family's taken care for, and the only way that's going to happen is if you live and I die. And he basically grabs the hilt of the blade and shoves it into his neck for him. And Spartacus is just standing there like, what did you just do? And
Spartacus is trying to fight him, like, pull it out. Like, oh, my God. Dude, no, no.
Yeah, and so basically he has to do what he says. You know, take care of my family. Live so you can support my family. And he shoves the blade in and kills him. And I was like, what the hell, show? A TV show? What are you doing to me?
Just sucker punched me in the gut.
Since the first episode, Varro has been the only friend Spartacus has had.
Yeah.
And not since his wife died has it been shocking. Because remember, he opens the carriage and her body falls out. And you're like, whoa, what the hell?
Yeah, and she's still – I think the worst part of that was she was still alive.
Still alive. She couldn't say anything. I don't think she said a word and then just died in his arms. And then here Varro is, his only friend, and now he's died. And then there's the scene where Spartacus is in his room, and he's just like nuts. He's like crying, and he's smashing things, punching the wall. His hands are all bloody. I mean, he just – he's gone.
And he just – he's – oh, man, the way – it was just, it was pitch perfect. And it was funny that you mentioned, we were talking later today, and you said, did you notice the music? And I was like, no. And it's like, it sounded almost exactly like the In the House in the Heartbeat from 28 Days Later. And I was like, really? And I went and I watched the scene again, and you're right. It was almost identical.
Yeah. And then that slave girl, I've been wondering about the slave girl, because remember, earlier in the episode, Spartacus plays a game. What is he playing? Backgammon with Batiatus or chess?
Yes. Yeah. No, I think it was a form of chess, maybe, with like checkers. I don't know.
It looked like chess backgammon.
It was like black and white and
he's playing
red all over.
Chess gammon with them. And he can kick Batiatus's ass. He's like, since I was a child, I was taught warfare and strategies. And it was like, I wonder if that'll come in handy in Spartacus's life. I wonder.
Nah.
He knows all about.
Just a slave and a gladiator.
Yeah, you're nothing. But he kicks his ass repeatedly, and he's like becoming chummy with him. And even his wife is like, "What are you doing? He's a slave. How dare you?"
Yeah. Too bad Batiatus can't say, "What are you doing with Crixus?"
Yeah. And then as Spartacus is going back, the slave girl's like, Spartacus, help me. And this guard is roughing her up. He's like, you took my key. So Spartacus kicks his ass and shoves his face into this red-hot lantern. Didn't you love it? It's like, tss, and he's like, aah! Like, sizzles his face. And, of course, Spartacus gets in a lot of trouble with that. You can't do that to the guards. They're free. They just employees. They get paid money, and you're a slave. You're not worth anything. So later on,
I love that later in all the shots of the thing, it shows the guy with that gigantic burn on the side of his head.
I don't care who it is. I go, can I go home? Because I really in pain right now. I'm like, can I just finish my shift later? You know, I'm kind of like got a sizzled face.
Need to get some ointment put on here.
I just went down to the gyrocopter doctor and fixed him up.
Let's put this mud on here.
Yeah. I love that guy who's just like, he hasn't healed yet. If the gods will it, he'll be healed. Now, remember later the slave girl thanks Spartacus, and he's like, I would have saved any woman. She's like, you're an ass.
Yeah.
I love that scene, and Varro's like, you're lucky. It looks like, what does he say? Varro goes, it looks like I'm the only friend you've got, or something like that. And you're like, yeah.
Yeah, right,
well,
before he has to kill him.
Yeah, it's just like, well, at least he has Varro, the best friend he could ever have. Good times. And then it's like, oh, that sucks. So, basically,
this is going to sound bizarre to some people, because I'm sure they find Olivia Munn very attractive. I don't, but this girl looks like a more attractive version of Olivia Munn to me. Like, this girl is very, very attractive.
Yes, she is. And that's why one thing that Spartacus has done to me, though, Bill, I expect anyone to die at any time. So I'm not letting the show
anymore.
They're not going to trick me, Bill. Anyone could die at any time.
Not again.
Yeah.
Only once.
Now, I went to make a clip for the show today, Bill, and I thought about doing the clip where he kills Varro, but I couldn't. I didn't want to do that again. I didn't want to go through that. So here's the scene where, you know, he's killed one of his gladiators just to entertain this kid because Batiatis wants some kind of political place, right? He wants to become a politician and gain, like as we were saying before, become important, right? Here's where he's shot down.
I am forever indebted to your hospitality, Batiatis.
Oh, think nothing of it. A favor for a dear friend.
He calls for blood without hesitation. Such boldness will one day lead him to the Senate.
The noblest of ambitions. I myself have designs towards political office.
Is that so?
Well, not the Senate, not so soon, but something local. I would speak to you of support. Perhaps tomorrow.
I leave for the coast on business.
When you return, then.
The politics is too dull for a man of your persuasion. You would ache for the sights and sounds of the arena.
A sacrifice I would gladly make in the service to Rome.
Batiatis, you are a fine Lannister. Perhaps the finest in all the Republic. But politics, it requires a different sort.
Citizens of status, with the proper heritage.
Just so. Relish what you know best. Leave politics to the men with breeding for it. Come, Griselonius, we have not had occasion to speak this evening.
That was an insult, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Magistrate's response.
To be answered in blood.
Oh, dear. This is like, wait, this music sounds familiar. But that guy Salonius, he's going to be killed in some rotten, horrible way, isn't he?
Batiatis is a bloodthirsty little shit.
Yeah, he is. I can't wait to see that. But just when Spartacus figures out that Batiatis had something to do with his wife's death, I just
his days are already numbered.
And he's not in a good mental place right now, Spartacus, you know?
Having killed his friend.
Best friend, seeing his wife die. Does he have much to live for?
Nah.
No.
Oh, you know what's going to happen? The proverbial...
Release the Kraken!
Ah, he's going to release his internal Kraken, as I think it's going to happen. But I love Spartacus, and I can't wait to see... And Andy Whitfield, you know, we mentioned on the show that he has... non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and it's being treated right now.
Yeah.
Much the same way as Michael C. Hall of Dexter. And hopefully he recovers. And, you know, I really hope the guy just gets healthy, even if there's no more Spartacus. I want to say that. Never any more Spartacus. But I hope he recovers so we can get some more Spartacus.
He's made his mark. I want more. Please.
Right.
I don't care how long it takes. Get better and give us more.
He's done such a good job. You want him to come back.
I say it every week, Bill, but from the first episode to now, this show has come so far.
There was this excellent interview with the producer that – is it Stephen DeKnight?
Right, yes.
Yeah, and I think I sent you a link to it earlier in the week where he says, you know, this show is shot in such a fast manner – that they have actually had to learn as they go from the first episode until now. And you can see not only visually but storytelling how the show has evolved. For anybody to write the show off just watching the first episode
and
or
a
even
lot of people
the first
did.
Few episodes is criminal.
Right. You got to give it more of a chance, and I even think season 2 is going to be more incredible.
Well, yeah, because you would have to, I would have to think for the season 2 they'll start to approach the slave revolt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know how season 1 will end, but it's coming. You know, Spartacus is pretty much a broken man at this point.
Yeah, just a lot has happened to him, and eventually he's going to fight back, and we know that really happens, so I can't wait to see that.
I hate to lose the girl who plays Alethea, but I really do want to see her die viciously.
Oh, I know. She needs to. She's horrible.
And in a manner that is equal to or more than what she did to that poor girl in the last episode.
Oh, I know. And you know, Bill, is that It's been a while since we've seen her husband. Was that guy Glober?
Oh yeah, I completely forgot about that prick.
Yeah, because that bastard needs to get his too.
Yeah,
that guy. Just something about him.
He was nothing. Shit from a whore.
Yeah, I agree. That's where I agree with.
He was the Kraken from a whore.
Huh?
Women will moisten at the very sight.
Oh, come on, dude. Body Otis. This is a family show, okay?
He loves the scat.
Good times. What was that? I was trying to think of way back in the day of Spartacus. I remember now.
Dismissed!
That guy. Remember him, Steven?
Yes.
The guy brings gravitas with everything he says.
We need more moments like that. We really do. We haven't had one of those in a while.
Yeah. I apologize for not finding moments like that from the show to do more.
I don't really don't think there has been.
Yeah, there hasn't. Okay. All right, guys. Spartacus, Blood and Sand. Ha ha ha. Awesome episode, Bill. Did you check it out?
This was the this episode reminded me of that season 2 episode of The Sopranos where Tony's sick and he's dreaming the weird dreams, like where he's on the boardwalk and
oh yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
And he's like he's getting all these clues as to what's going on with his life, but in kind of an obscure way. Whereas this episode was really just kind of out there.
It was that episode was very crazy, but basically it was his subconscious telling him to notice something that he didn't notice. And this episode of Spartacus is his subconscious telling him to notice something. And that is tend to the wound. Tend to the wound, Spartacus. And he's like, huh? Well, what's going on there?
My wound, your wound, whose wound?
And it turns out it's not his wound at all, even though he has a huge gash in his side that looks pretty nasty, doesn't it?
That scene where he's practicing and he's like ready to pass out and they cut to the wound and it's like oozing pus.
Yeah, they're like, Spartacus! Like, oh. He's like, whoa, what? And he's like, tend to that wound! You look like you have gills on a shark or something. Come on! But earlier on, there's a scene here where Batiatus, he always tells Spartacus what he wants to hear, doesn't he? He tells him of how he's pissed off that Varro's dead and he'll see things right, and Spartacus is his buddy. Let's check it out.
One silver-tongued son of a bitch.
And by the way, Batiatus, you're right, Bill. He's got a way with words, doesn't he?
Yes.
Wow.
Is this truly my likeness? In so many years past, the marble must be etched with such lines.
Would that every man lived to see his face so marred.
And the wretched past, smooth of skin. Varro's death has been foremost in my thoughts. It seizes the breast to lose a gladiator of such standing.
The comparison is false. To a son losing his father, a wife, a husband.
A burden, to be sure, yet he was aware of the risk and took them of his free will.
As a gladiator, not a child's plaything.
The magistrate and his whelp have caused us both pain. It will not go unanswered, I promise you.
Be of service to all the dead.
Take comfort from knowing its intent. I would have your focus turned towards the games of Pompey. That perfumed shit, Salonius, always secured the primus by inserting tongue and ass, only to be crushed by our city's hated rival. But this year, he falls out of favor. This year, the House of Batiatus secures the honor. Spartacus, bringer of rain, to face Pericles, Titan of Pompey.
It is to be seen, Emissione.
No quarter given, no mercy shown.
And the purse?
To be on a footing with the match itself.
I would see it paid to Varro's wife.
A substantial sum, you would see it all pass from your fingers?
Along with future winnings that I claim in the arena.
A noble gesture. When I shall see matched.
You would do this for Varro.
I would do it for you, Spartacus, that you have peace of mind knowing his family is attended to.
What a nice guy.
These sad events have obviously taken their toll.
Had them all
rest. And be reassured that those responsible for our pain will soon drink deep of their own.
Yes. You know, there's that painful scene where...
I love John Hannah.
He's great.
Such a ham. I love him.
He's like Pac-Man eating up the scenery. That's
Once in a while, he gets a power pellet.
watching the History Channel, and they're talking about this Battle of Pompeii last night.
Mm. Awesome.
And they're talking about, it's like how they had, at one point, they filled up the arena there with water and had ships fighting inside.
Holy shit.
You know,
that's awesome.
And so,
those people knew how to party.
I mean, that's the
Romans really did. I mean, just us, they were fucking insane. Sorry.
So the emperor here, this emperor wanted a bigger battle than that. So they got this lake. They brought ships in, 36,000 men fighting.
To the death. Wow.
Oh my God, I'm so scared.
If I can remember right, but that was... like
Angela would have been one of the first ones to go.
Angela would have taken it early.
It just sounded so familiar, that Pompey.
You know what, Bill? Spartacus never did fight in this fight because he was sick from his horrible wound. And Crixus fills in for him, but the blood in this episode was awesome. It was just like a faucet turning on. Did you notice that? It was like... Yeah, and it wasn't CGI. It's like they stuck a water hose and cranked it on.
And they're getting so much better, the guys that are doing the... Every week, it improves.
It really
like
does.
They're learning as they go, and they're getting better and better at the effect.
But I just... There's one point where the blood squirted out of this dude's neck, and I laughed out loud because I really get into that. I love it. I'm just like, oh,
it's just so much fun. You know what it is?
I think
we
like
react
the
how the... Well, pretty much how the audience reacts.
Yeah, we're like, yes! I take off my top while I'm watching it.
So I do the my take off my pants and do the penis helicopter.
Because, you know, if you ever watch the stands and the scenes of the gladiators, it's hilarious that women are always taking their shirts off and stuff. It's like Girls Gone Wild in the Roman era.
Jason's laying back, got the grapes feeding him, so... Yeah.
Aha, it's a feast while we watch men kill each other. But, you know, earlier on in the episode, poor Spartacus is preparing Varro for his wife to pick him up. And he's there. He's all grayish, you know, pale. And his wife is like,
"Dead.
Is it true it's your sword that killed him?" And he's like, "Yes." And she was like, "He loved you like a brother." He's like, "You know, I already feel shitty enough, okay, lady? I feel horrible." And it was like you said, it was just a child's plaything. And back to the tend to the wound thing, Varro keeps talking to him, and so does his wife. And he realizes that the guy who showed up with his wife in the wagon, he was wounded in the chest. And he was like, "I couldn't stop the..." And his wife falls out and she dies. He noticed that the guy didn't seem to have a wound on his stomach when he kind of like walked by. He was getting the dude was getting like sexual pleasure from the handmaidens, you know, and
rubbing grapes all over him.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about, but the funny thing about this time where whenever sex stuff happens, Bill, you notice there's no closed doors. It's just out in the open in front of everybody.
Yeah.
What's that all about?
Well, they were very open people. That? They very sexually free.
Yeah.
They were very hippie-ish.
Come on, dude.
No, they were, dude. So Spartacus, he realizes the guy wasn't wounded, so he's like strangling him, and he's like, "Tell me." He's like, "I was following the orders of Bratiatus." And then doesn't he snap his neck after that? Because the whole time, what's going on here, I forgot to mention this, is Bratiatus is screwing that perfumed bitch, Salonius. What did he call him? I forget. But he's like, he's setting him up. That senator guy who told Bratiatus last week that he had no place in politics, he wasn't the stock. He's really pissed off about that. So he kidnaps him, puts him in the sewers, and he's going to frame the other guy who... is that Salonius? He's going to make him look like he murdered him. And he does it perfectly to a T. The authorities show up. His son's there. He's standing with a knife over his body as he's there dead on the ground. He finds him, and he's got the knife because he's going to cut him free. And he walks in. He's holding the knife, and he's like, "Oh, damn it!" He realizes he's totally screwed.
I got totally taken by that. Like, I'm thinking Asher is totally messing with Batiatis and
the whole time
side with that guy. And
yeah, the whole time he's got it all figured out. I thought that was awesome. It was
that
just
was well, it just showed, you know, throughout the series, we see Batiatis is just kind of an asshole. I mean, he's an asshole, but he's, you know, he's responsible for Spartacus's wife's death, and he likes playing people. But we haven't seen until this point how intense and actually smart,
mm-hmm.
evilly smart he is.
Very cunning and bloodthirsty. Yeah. Right.
At this point, he becomes a true villain.
He does. And what's great is one of the kidnappers is the guy who serves Batiatis, who was stabbed, fake stabbed, and that's when Spartacus questions him. And, you know, Spartacus is taken ill the whole episode. And remember what the senator says. He goes, "The only reason we put up with you is because of Spartacus, the bringer of rain. Once he's dead, you're going to be screwed." And he's like, "Yeah, whatever." And then when he goes back home and he sees Spartacus is deathly ill, and the guy's like, "He may not live through the night." He's like, "Shit!" I love that. And he's like, "Oh, crap, what am I going to do now?" And Crixus is feeling better. Nah, that's not Spartacus, though. And when Spartacus, after he's framed the guy, Batiatis comes home and he sees Spartacus working out again. He's like, "Spartacus, it seems you turned to your old form." And he's like, he turns and he looks at him because now he knows he had his wife killed. And he's like, "I'm back to my old self again." And I was just like, yeah. Wasn't that awesome?
That was so good. The casting, the characters, the writing, everything about this show has improved immensely, and I enjoy it so much. It's like I told you this week, Fridays are my favorite day because it's do the show and then watch Spartacus.
Yes.
That's the day I look forward to. Spartacus is the show I look forward to, and I'm sad that we're not going to get the second season sooner.
Yeah.
But I just want Andy Whitfield to get better.
Yeah.
As soon as possible.
I mean, some people have compared the show to, you know, like, oh, they're trying to be like Rome on HBO. I don't think so at all. I think their main...
No.
They've even said their main influence is to be a graphic novel like 300.
Exactly.
So stop comparing it to
Rome
on HBO. Yeah.
Rome was insanely boring.
Wait, what was that, Spartacus?
The comparison is false.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
They are. I couldn't put it better. They are nailing the entire Frank Miller graphic novel kind of setting and scene. I mean, I don't. I have no problem with it. Some people, oh, it's a 300 ripoff. I don't care.
Yeah, it's a great show.
It works.
Everything tongue and ass.
That's right. Yeah.
I mean, if they were trying to redo 300, but they're not.
It's the story of Spartacus.
It's in the style of
perfume.
Hey, Batiatis, what is he talking about? Good old Batiatis.
These sad events have obviously taken their toll.
Yeah, they have. Love Spartacus. You know what's funny?
Get out of my hair.
Todd was talking about, like, I'm so glad that you gave Spartacus a chance, because the main problem with Spartacus is when you say, you've got to watch this. They're like, all right, I'm going to go watch the first episode. Afterwards, they're like,
what the
hell are they smoking? This show is awful. And it's like, no, it's not. You got to keep watching it. It gets better and better and better. But some people just give up on it. But no, you shouldn't. You know, luckily we saw enough in the first episode to be like, we're going to keep watching this.
It kind of disappointed me this week. Charlie Brooker's show, You Have Been Watching, started its second series.
Oh, yeah,
and they talk about Spartacus in it.
Oh.
And it's they talk about mainly how ridiculous it all is. And they use all the clips from, I would have to say, like the first two episodes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they make fun of it and say, well, it's really stupid. And one person said that it feels like it was made by a 13-year-old kid who doesn't have access to the internet.
And, you know, we even said that about the first episode, didn't we?
Yeah, I think we did. But I was like, you know what? You got to look at the show as a whole.
You do, really.
And the first couple episodes are absolutely ridiculous, but the show gets so great.
It's ridiculous, but still entertaining.
It's completely fun. Yeah! I mean, it's so tongue-in-cheek that I don't see how you can watch it and go, oh, my gosh. Like, the blood splashes and all that, and just, come on, it's meant to be
crazy. You gotta love that. I know. It's just like, it sounds like they took the easy route, which is to just kind of make fun of it. But if you just watch it and give it a chance, you'll really dig it. I think it's a fantastic show. And in fact, tonight the finale airs, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And I am excited as I am for the Lost finale. I'm being completely honest.
The wait is going to suck.
What did you say?
I said the wait is going to suck.
Oh, I know, because once this is over, I'm just going to have to be like, okay, when this episode's over, it's going to be a while before we get some more Spartacus. But
well, I was reading that they were thinking about doing a prequel without Andy Whitfield, but that just wouldn't be the same.
Yeah, just from what the way it sounded, it's like, no, we're just talking about it. It doesn't sound like they've really made a decision on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Women will moisten at the very sight.
Thank you, Bobby.
That was the one thing that they did bring up that was hilarious on that you've been watching is the eloquent vulgarity. It's just so ridiculous and over the top.
Batiatis, he's like that guy. He's my hero the way he talks.
He really is.
He's just, oh my God. He's the man. You know what I'm saying?
You need the gods to descend and fight by your side.
Oh, well, thank you. Doctori? Doctori? Is that? Yeah, that's his name, right?
Yeah, Doctori, yeah.
And the characters are so great on the show. This is turning into a Spartacus love fest, but the show is fantastic. Okay. We'll talk about Spartacus later on the show, guys. That was a little tease for you. So I hope you're excited about that.
He was nothing. Shit from a whore.
Yeah.
That is a really horrible insult.
It is.
I wouldn't say that about my worst enemy.
Let's talk about Spartacus, blood, and sand. It's awesome. And they even reference it in this episode, Bill. He says blood and sand.
Yeah, blood and sand.
Batiatis, who has the best name in all of television, am I right? Batiatis.
Maybe numerous. It's just the way he says it. The way the enunciation.
Batiatis. Batiatis. That's how many syllables it is.
I used to do that.
So Spartacus this week, the return of the biggest asshole in all of Spartacus, Glaber shows
Glaber.
Up. Ilithia's husband. And he's a real prick, too, by the way. And Batiatis really wants to win this guy's favor, so he'll get an endorsement to have some kind of political office. Why, I don't know. It just makes him feel better about himself, right? The guy who he previously wanted to do it, he murdered and then framed Salonius for it. So he's got to work some other angles, right?
And this episode opened with Spartacus killing him in the arena.
Oh, yeah, that was great because we get to see intestines.
Nice.
He does the cut across the gut, and you see, and I was like, nice.
Yeah, and it's such an easy, like, glancing blow. Like, is that all it takes to cut through that abdominal wall?
Yep, and I love, oh, man, Bill, it's so great. The guy was like, I am not the real villain here. And he references something to the Batiatis, and Spartacus is pretty much like, don't worry, I'm going to get to his ass,
too. He'll be joining you shortly.
And I love he sticks the guy's head on his sword, and he's holding it up like, aah! And he's like, Batiatis is like, yeah, good job, Spartacus. And he kind of looks at Spartacus' face. He's looking at him real mean. He's like, kind of feels uncomfortable. Like, what is he? Why is he looking
at me? He holds it up there just a little too long.
He's like, "You're effing next," is basically the kind of.
Yeah.
And you can see Bodyhouse looks really uncomfortable. Like, oh. And he's like, Spartacus keeps saying, "Why will he not see me? Why can't I have a word with him?" Because Spartacus really just wants to kill him as soon as he can. And the slave girl says, "You know, don't you know what happens if a slave rebels and kills the master? They put all of the slaves to death." And he's like, and Spartacus is just pretty much like, "Well, too bad, you know." Because
oh well.
Until he sees Varro's wife working there now, because she refused any kind of payment from Spartacus or Batiatus. She wants to earn it herself. And I was like, what the hell, man?
Yeah, I was just sitting there going, why doesn't he just tell her that it wasn't his fault, that he had no choice, that Varro drew the blade into himself?
I would have said, explain it or say, hey, this is Varro's stash. He had it here.
He told me to take care of you.
Right. I made a promise to him. Or whatever. But that was really annoying how she's so stubborn, and obviously she's a really bad servant, too.
Yeah, she's just clumsy and dropping stuff all over the place.
She doesn't know when to show up, even. Glaber shows up. And you know what? I can't forget about Rixus. I can't forget about Crixus and his slave girl.
Crixus, nice to meet you.
The name's Rick. Rick Crixus. But he's in love with the slave girl, of course, and she's now been promised to Asher.
God, that guy's creepy.
And you know, as soon as Crixus finds out, it's going to be bad. But there's this awesome scene, Bill, where Glaber shows up, and of course, you know, he doesn't like Spartacus at all. And he's like, "I see you have made him an obedient pet, and he'll do whatever you say." And he's like, "Hey, if you endorse me, you can have the gladiators do whatever you want, right? You know, they could be like for entertainment or whatever. You could have them over at your house, perform birthday parties, whatever."
They do magic really, really well.
And he's like,
Asher is a well-known balloon artist.
And he's like, "I want to see
a couple of sword swallowers." Yeah.
He's like, "I want to see what kind of champion Spartacus is. So I want him to fight all of my Roman soldiers." And he's like, "Very well, but he only has wooden practice swords. Surely you're like, no, that's all he gets to fight with." So Spartacus kicks all of their asses, which I thought was awesome.
And there's that great moment that every show or movie has to have where the hero's in peril near the end of the battle.
But then, of course,
like, get up! Get up! It's like a Rocky movie.
I think I even said that out loud, Bill. Get up! Because he's falling down in slow motion. It's like, oh, he's going to hit the ground, and the guys are all coming. It's like, get up!
And I love how they did the fight in that what would you call that, a moon pool?
Yeah, it's like a little fountain area.
Yeah, so it's like whenever they go to those slow-mo, the water splashes and everything. It's almost poetic the way it looks.
Oh, and you know what's even cooler is Glaber says, "And I want everyone here." And he's like, "Everyone?" He goes, "Everyone." So
everyone! Yeah.
So all of the gladiators, all the slaves are watching Spartacus kick the shit out of all of his soldiers, basically. And I love he even uses the broken handle butt to just bash the guy's face in. And he's like repeatedly punching him. And he's like, "I want him to kneel." It's like all of a sudden he's Zod.
And that's when the defecation hits the oscillation for Crixus.
Yeah, because all of a sudden he sees Asher over there smelling her hair and kind of look at him like, "Look what I got." He's like, "Ah!" And he hulks out and he grabs him and he's just like, Glaber's like, "You can't control your slaves. You get no endorsement." And he's like, "Ah, crap. So now I got to pull out
Plan B."
Plan B, which is, remember, his wife Alethea killed the richest guy in Rome. Crassus was his cousin.
Smashed
her head in.
Whatever.
Well, luckily, Batiatus kept her body, and he's got her hand in a nice gift wrap box to show Glaber. Let's check the scene out. It's awesome.
"We return to Rome, absent unworthy entanglements."
"Do not turn from me!
You forget your place, Lannister!"
"Oh, I secure it.
Clear the fucking room. Tell Asher to bring our gift for the Legatus."
"Oh, gifts."
"Forget your gifts. I would part us from a troubling dream, untethered by the memory of it.
Oh, you will remember this day until you lay to slumber, never to awaken.
I fear we have let events run the best of us. Perhaps a cup of wine to a cool head.
We are long past civilized recourse. Your husband presses issue. I will see it closed.
As would I.
You cannot believe this will make a difference.
Open it and see.
It's a hand! Decomposed hand!
What is this abomination?
But a piece of the whole. Lycinia, cousin of Crassus.
Ooh.
You murdered Lycinia.
No. Your wife did.
He lies.
A most heinous act. One I was content to help obscure under promise of her aid and obtaining your favor. Now I fear Lycinia's body may resurface. In the grounds of your villa, perhaps.
I will see the tongue ripped from your fucking mouth. Even so ruined, it would yet speak the truth. Claudius, you cannot believe me capable of such a thing.
Whoa. He hits her hard, too. Knocks her to the ground.
Action is granted. A portion of my men will remain stationed against further embarrassment. Make all other arrangements with Alithia. She will be remaining here in Capua.
No!
I love their faces right there, Bill, as she's going, no! They're like...
But, yeah, honey, your stance there.
But Crixus, poor guy, now they know he's been messing around with a slave girl. So Lucy Lawless beats the crap out of her and then cuts her hair off. But don't you love the part she's like, get me a knife? And they're like, oh, crap.
Yeah, I thought she was going to, like, dissect her.
Yeah, but then you see she cut all of her hair off. She didn't do a very good job either, so I'm thinking she didn't really care about how well it was cut.
No, it looked like she might have nipped her a couple times there on the scalp.
And poor Crixus is like, I'm so sorry. You know, I made all this happen because I'm such a jealous bastard, you know.
Only after he got the whip, dude, that shit whipped out of him.
Whip scene is brutal. Because you know it's bad if even Spartacus, who hates his guts, is like, dude, this shit's hardcore, man.
And he actually said that under his breath.
You know, it's like, you know, Spartacus, it's not really historically accurate. I don't think that Spartacus ever said, dude, okay? It's like, no, no, they said it. Trust me.
This shit's hardcore.
This shit's hardcore. But Batiana is like, I've been way too nice to you, gladiators. From now on, it's going to really suck. And they're like, oh, man. And I love later on, this is the end of the episode. Spartacus is down there in the cages. They put him, lock him up in cages for the night or something.
Yeah.
He's like, I have an idea of what we do, or how we handle the situation. And don't you love the two brothers, by the way?
They really are Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
One guy is kind of a tough brother, and the other one's kind of the wimpy guy who surrenders a lot.
He does. And the tough brother always has to talk to people like, oh, can you protect my stupid brother?
Right. And they're like, what? Do you plan to escape, Spartacus? And he goes, we kill all of them. And it's like, done. It's like, oh, hell yes! Setting up for a great finale. Am I right, Bill?
Oh, yeah, I can't wait for after the show to watch it.
All I know is this.
I would part us from a troubling dream, untethered by the memory of it.
Huh?
That's some eloquent shit, yo.
You speak in riddles.
The most heinous act.
Heinous?
It's very heinous, yeah.
Oh, you will remember this day until you lay to slumber, never to awaken.
They know how to talk shit to each other, but they do it so beautifully, don't they?
Waitress, I speak jive.
Steven, why are you turning away like that?
Do not turn from me!
Oh, my goodness. Awesome, Bill. I can't wait to talk Spartacus with you next week.
Yeah, I'm really, really, really looking forward to it.
I'm super excited.
Got to see how this shit culminates.
Now we got a voicemail from the mystery man. Dude, didn't we already get a voicemail from him? Are you allowed to send two?
I guess he had more to say.
I don't know. I'm going to allow this, but are you allowed to send two on the 200th episode?
He wasn't finished.
I guess not. Let's see what he has to say.
Hi, guys. I'm still listening to that other show, or the show previous to the most current one. I guess you can't get angry at a pancake mouse again. And you're talking about Spartacus. This is maybe my favorite show that's on the air right now. I go through phases. I like Dexter. I like True Blood and all that, and Fringe and whatnot. And those are all coming back now. So you know, it's great. But Spartacus right now, man, that's just tops for me. And the thing that gets me is it's being very critical as being trash or guilty pleasures by critics and all. You know, I've studied Roman history most of my adult life, and it's surprising to me just how much stuff they get right with that show. Almost all of the historical major characters existed. He did work for a Lannista named Batiatus. His wife was part of the reason why he rebelled, and at least one historian has described Spartacus as being a Thracian. Auxiliary soldier who mutinied. So, I mean, you have to give them credit for doing their homework and writing a pretty damn good script. I've got no problems with it. Sure it was bloody, sure it's sexy. But, you know, Rome was a sexy, bloody time period in history, and to
bloody sexy
portray them as being part of Pilgrim's Progress is doing the subject matter kind of a disservice. It was exactly, well, not exactly, it's a little Hollywooded up, but, it wasn't the ladies' tea party and flower society. It was a pretty rough and brutal time.
Rough and tumble, wild and woolly, Bill.
A huge fan of it. I was really saddened to hear that Andy Woodfield is in bad straits in terms of his health. But I absolutely agree with Bill. You know, take as long as you want, get better. You know, take care of your body first, and come back and make more Spartacus later. Anyway, just thought I'd throw in my few cents. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Yeah, we've been showing Spartacus the love lately on the show, but hell, what is there not to love about the show? I love it. And
I don't understand when people give it shit. I just really don't get it. It's like they're missing out on the joke, maybe? I don't know.
They just didn't give it a chance because we'll talk. Like I said, teasing later. Spartacus, the finale. Okay, isn't the name of the episode called Kill Them All?
Kill Them All, yes it is.
That's a pretty good title for the episode.
Yeah, lots of Hawaiian Punch. Lots.
Yes.
Gallons.
You know what? From next season, when it does come out, I'm going to drink Hawaiian Punch while I watch the show. It's going to be like I'm drinking blood. Oh, that's kind of sick. I don't know what I'm talking about. Hey, Mystery Man, thank you very much. And thanks for watching Spartacus, too. We got to spread the word. We love Spartacus. Now, you know, how many episodes have we done in a row now since we last took a week off? It's been a while. Quite a few.
Christmas time?
Yeah, it's time to take a break, especially after Spartacus, which we're going to talk about now! Spartacus! Blood and sand! Kill them all. This episode began with, 3 days ago or something like that. Man, Bill, I cannot express how awesome this episode. This was a movie. This episode was a movie.
Yeah, it really was.
And I felt like it was like a 2-hour movie by the time it was over.
I kept, you know, most people, well, like if they get bored, they check their watch. When I'm really into something, I continuously check how much time is
left.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, shit, come on, don't end yet.
Yeah.
We haven't seen enough. And I still don't know, was that episode more than an hour?
No, it was 55 minutes.
That's unbelievable to me. They fit so much in there.
And it moves at such a clip.
It was awesome.
Perfume shit.
No, it was better than perfume shit. Come on. What the hell is he talking about?
Clear the fucking room!
Oh! Basically, this episode begins with Spartacus fighting Crixus. And you're like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, they trot them all out, and it's the big day of Globber's patronage is announced.
And they've got these hoity-toity Romans there. visiting, showing off their wealth and their gladiators, and they're all lined up watching them fight. And then it cuts to days before, and basically
yeah, 2 days ago,
Spartacus is trying to turn Crixus to his side, to the light side of the Force, right? I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, so of course he'll have none of it because Batiatus has already buttered up Doctori, saying, "Hey, I'm going into politics. Guess who's going to run my Ludus now? You." And he's like, "I can't. I'm a slave." And he's like, "You're going to be free." And he's like, "Dude, this rocks."
So, he also called Doctori by his actual name.
Oh, yeah. What is his name?
Animus?
Animus. That's a nice name. I like it. And he's basically like, Doctori's like, "Dude, this is awesome. It's rocking." It's exactly the dialogue he said, I believe, Bill.
He said, "This here rocks."
"This is rocking." And then he goes to Crixus and he goes, "Fear not. Soon I will be the head of this Ludus. And then we will find your woman and you could live here and be happy. At least until you die in
the
ring.
And we can bring honor to this house."
Yeah, until he dies in finding another gladiator. But besides that, he'll be pretty happy. And he's like, "Dude, this sounds great." So when Spartacus comes along, he goes, "This place is without honor. We will kill them all." And he's like, no, that doesn't sound like a good idea because...
this place does not rock.
Because I'm going to have my girlfriend back soon. And he's just fooling himself because... do you believe Batiatus was going to do any of that for Doctori?
Oh, hell no.
Because remember right after they goes, "I must ask you something about..." what was that guy's name? Barca.
Barca.
"Is it true he was killed and he was never set free?" And he's like, "Huh?" He's like, "What the? How did you know about that?"
Yeah, he goes, "Oh, yeah, I had him killed, but that's only because he didn't follow orders."
Yeah.
Like, oh.
Oh, okay. Really? Is that what happens when you don't follow orders here? So they have this big group of people there, and you're just waiting. You're waiting for what's going to happen. And they keep cutting back to Spartacus and Crixus fighting, and the tension's growing, you know, and... Batiatus, he's all about, he wants to look like a badass in front of these people. He's going to go into office. This was his downfall, wasn't it? Him wanting to, change.
Become a politician?
Yeah, changing his lot in life and becoming an important person. He pretty much, it was his downfall.
Mm-hmm.
His play for power. And, am I forgetting anything until the big uprising?
Well, we talked about the Doctori and Crixus. I loved the moment, though, when Spartacus and Crixus are talking in the yard, and Spartacus tells Crixus that Batiatus was actually responsible for his wife's death,
right.
And that Spartacus promises Crixus that if Crixus is the one to die, that he'll find Navia for him. And then Crixus tells him that in another life we would be his brothers. And they do the arm shake in Smallville.
Yeah, he's like, "In another life we would have been brothers, but not in this one." Oh, and I can't forget about the part where Lucretia, I finally learned her name from the last episode.
Yes.
She goes to Crixus saying, "I am with child and it's yours." And he's like, he's having none of it. He's like, he wants to know where Navia is, and she doesn't want to tell him. So he doesn't want to have anything to do with her. And in fact, he's disgusted knowing that she's got his child.
Yeah.
And at that moment, she's like, "I hate him." And she's like, her and Batia disagree. He must lose the match between Spartacus and their party of people, so they're going to drug his ass.
Mm-hmm.
When they're fighting and everything, there's even the part where Spartacus and him are fighting. He's like, "Come on, you must see it my way." And when he starts to kind of stumble a little bit, he goes, "You see, they've drugged you. So you..."
He even looks drugged. Like, he's like, his eyes are like red and he's kind of sloppy looking.
And I know it's like, even after the uprising, or whatever, he still looks messed up the whole time, you know?
Yeah.
And I love that where he's like trying to turn Crixus his way because, you know, they've got the guards, they keep... The gladiators, they look at the guards and they've got their swords and the people, and you're like, shit, what the hell's going to happen? And I love Crixus is like, Spartacus, and he holds his shield, and he's like, yeah, hell yeah, he's on board.
In fact, that's exactly what he says, hell yeah.
Yeah, and he runs, and he jumps on the shield. I love that slow motion scene with the sword. He's like, rah! And I love Quintus Batiatus' face. He's like, oh, shit. And he grabs the dude next to him, this politician of some kind. He's some wealthy guy. He grabs and puts him in front of him, and he gets a knife right through his head.
Yeah,
right through his effing head. That shit was insane. And I love he, like, pulls the knife back, or his sword back, and he's going to stab it right into Batiatus. And right then, the whip comes from Doctori, and he grabs his hand. That shit was awesome, dude.
That was great.
I can't even explain to you just how I was like, whoa, and, you know, just like how tense this was. It was really cool. And then Crixus says this.
Gilda! Gilda!
And then they start their uprising. And they literally do start killing them all.
Yeah, they all go running into the building, and I love the one moment where Lucretia's freaking out, and she tells Alethea to get her men, and Alethea kisses Lucretia and says, I'll see you properly attended. And it's like, ooh.
Yeah.
The death kiss.
And let's not forget that the slave girl who's sweet on Spartacus, she caused all this to happen by killing the guard by the gate and opening the gate for them to get through.
Yeah, the gladiators that were still down in the dungeon.
Yeah, and I love that they gather back in the house or whatever it is, their palace, wherever they live, and Batiatus is like, no, everything's under control, everyone calm down, and then all of a sudden the gladiators come storming through, and it's like, oh, shit! It's like, they're not safe at all.
And they just start, and it goes into that slow-mo where they're all just
pouring
slicing
through.
Up women and men and guards.
Just anybody who's in their way. And I love Alethea, like, tells the guards, seal the door, we're leaving now. And he's like, what about in there? He's like, no, you know who my husband is, listen to what I'm saying. And that, I love that look on her face as that one girl's like, Alethea, and the door rises its ceiling, she gives this cold-blooded look, like, ah-ha! Kind of, and it's like, and the door shuts, it's like, boom, and all of a sudden you hear, like, sing, 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 like, blood everywhere, and blood's
yeah,
just
the,
like,
well, the gladiators just come rushing all the people at the door, and then it goes into that like,
quick
artistic slow-mo with just the Hawaiian punch everywhere.
Yeah, and Hawaiian punch comes pouring under the door. And the closest I could think of that is like somebody just released a velociraptor in the room as well. Was like, and they're like, ah! And it's like somebody turned a blender on. And I remember the kid who had Varro killed at that party. He's like, my party, kill him. He means nothing to me. He's there with Varro's wife, who's a servant, and he's with Lucretia, Lucy Lawless's character, and he's telling them to get to safety. He'll help hold them off. And I love that dude, that kid's mom is standing in the doorway, right? Then a gladiator comes through. He's like, oh, I'm like, slashes her. Mom! You know, and that shit. How crazy was that Varro's wife is with him, and she's like, tell me about Varro. He's like, oh, that loser. You know, it's
he
like,
deserved to die. He was nothing.
And it's just like, kid, you just said the wrong shit to me, man. When she kills him, it's brutal. Well,
she starts out all calm, like, you know, did you know him as a father? Did you know his child? Did you know? And then she's like, did you know he was mine? He was mine!
It's like, oh, shit.
Just stabs him repeatedly.
Oh, man, that was crazy the way she was saying it. And then there was a scene with Crixus and Lucretia where he's like, will not have – doesn't he say something like, I will not have my child suckle your breast, and then stabs her in the stomach?
Stabs her right in the womb.
Hardcore.
Take that.
That shit was crazy. But what's great, there's a great moment here where Asher, one of the biggest pricks on the show who caused all sorts of mayhem – by his wheeling and dealing. Doctori wants to handle him himself, and there's this great scene here. This kind of reminded me of like a, I don't know, like almost like a like say Star Wars, like two, like a Jedi and a Sith. They're Obi-Wan and Darth.
Apprentice.
Yeah, they're about to square off. Let's check this out.
Pathetic. You think this cause difference?
Even if life fades, my hand shall yet be felt. It plotted the death of Barca, saw the magistrates, and it even helped force Glaber to patronage. Every beam, every stone in this fucking house bears the mark.
It's a bit full of yourself.
Bears only your treachery. My fucking treachery. When did you stand forth for Asher?
When
did any of you greet me short of mockery and scorn?
You received what you deserved for Barca and all the others you have betrayed. Your time is done.
Send me on my way, then. As you would a gladiator. Please, Doctori, pardon kindness.
He stabs Doctori in the side and gets away. I love it. He's like, Asher! Damn it, I can't believe I fell for that. Didn't you want him to say when he said, give me a gladiator's death, he should have gone like, hell no, and just chopped his head off?
That would have been much easier than having him run off and then hide under corpses.
So we know that Asher got away. Oh, that bastard. And Alethea, the two of the people you hate a lot on the show got away, Bill. Do you realize that?
Yeah, and we lose the one we hate, we love to hate.
Yeah, which is our favorite Quintus Batiatus. The guy is a genius. I mean,
and this scene, this last scene is so good. The way it's set up is because he's like defending himself against three gladiators, but Crixus and a couple other ones are just sitting in the background. So they have obviously. They're just watching him. They're taunting him.
Right.
Like, he knows he's going to die.
Yeah, there's no way he's going to fight his way out of there.
Yeah, but they're watching him try to defend himself. It was so crooked.
The most heinous act.
Yeah, it really was heinous, Bill, wasn't it?
Most heinous.
And
most
Spartacus heinous. Comes along. He gives him a little talk. Oh, yeah, that's when Lucretia comes out and she's been stabbed. She's like, Quintus. And he wants to run to her, but Spartacus blocks him. He goes, what would you give to see her again and go over there and hold her in your arms once more? You know, how many men would you kill? And basically, you know, he gives him a real talking to about how he killed his wife. And he's like, I made you what you are.
He said, I gave you the means to accept your fate.
Yeah.
Like, dude, really? That's the best you got?
Right, he's like, I made you exactly what you are. And he goes, and you die by it. And Spartacus, yeah,
and now you are destroyed by it.
He does that cool, like, 360 move as he cuts his throat. Did you notice how he, like, does a spin? Shing, and the way that, like, they show a close-up on his cut throat with the blood coming out, the Hawaiian punch, I thought we are actually seeing the blood trying to clot there for a second.
Yeah.
Like, holy, okay, we get it, TV show.
It's like you said a couple weeks ago that now they're using more and more real blood. Well, not real blood, but, you know, not CGI blood. And you can tell, and it makes it much better.
They've got the tubes hooked up with the wine punch, and they're just spraying that shit everywhere.
Just going to town.
How, you know, that scene was incredible, the Batiata scene, but I forgot to talk about the two brothers. You know, these two guys have been on a couple of episodes, and you kind of know that one brother is a badass, the other brother he has to keep saving, right? So he pushes his brother out of the way. His more dominant fighter of a brother, I'm not going to call him a wimpy brother, because obviously he can fight some, right?
Yeah, he's just immature.
Right, and he pushes his brother out of the way and gets stabbed, and then his brother chops the dude's head off, and blood flies all over the screen.
Yeah,
drips down the screen.
Nice. It was one of those great moments that we haven't had since the first couple episodes where the entire screen is drenched.
Yeah, and I love his brother goes, I'll save you this time, brother. And he just dies, and it's like, oh man, I got kind of choked up at that.
Yeah.
And his brother gives this awesome, like Scream. Wasn't that awesome?
Yeah, it was like, hey, Hugh Jackman, that's how you do it.
Hugh Jackman.
From Wolverine, yeah.
Totally. Oh, my God. Dude.
Boom, snap.
So, anyway, after Batiatis, he's laying there, and that was an awesome scene. I can't get over that more, that scene with Batiatis. But then Spartacus speaks up to everyone, and this gave me chills. And by the way, if you've never watched Spartacus now and you're listening to this, shame on you. Go and watch it. Let's check this out.
I have done this thing because it is just. Blood demands blood. We have lived and lost at the whims of our masters for too long. I would not have it so. I would not see the passing of a brother for the purpose of sport. I would not see another heart ripped from chest or breath forfeit for no cause. I know not all of you wish this, yet it is done. It is done. Your lives are your own. Forge your own path. Or join with us. And together, we shall see Rome tremble!
Sign me up, man. That was awesome. Didn't you love how they superimposed him over the credits, too?
Yes.
That shit was awesome. And then reality sets in as you're watching the credits, like, last episode for a long time.
Yeah, even in my notes I wrote end of season one. Like, just defeated.
Wow, that was awesome, man. Awesome.
And together, we shall see Rome tremble!
Yeah! Come on, Steven, let's go! Let's join the army! You ready, Bill? We're ready to march
on.
Yeah,
I'm ready to join a couple thousand years too late.
That is awesome. Awesome finale. That was a friggin' finale, man.
That really was.
By the time it was over, I literally said, wow, when it was like cut to black.
No show has really had that amount of balls to kill off major characters in the first season.
There is nothing I could do to improve the show, or even Spartacus, Andy Whitfield.
See, I happen to think he'd look better in a bandana.
Okay.
I don't think that would work.
Yeah, that's just not going to work.
Enough with the bandana thing.
Trace wants to see him in a cowboy hat.
Bill, I mean, how much can we praise the show? Just totally awesome.
We can't praise it enough. It's so well written. It's so well acted.
And I got to say, I've watched the entire season on Netflix, right? And
yes.
It's been in 16:9. It's not HD, but it looks pretty decent. But I cannot wait to watch the show on Blu-ray when it comes out. I'm buying that box set, dude. Totally.
Yeah.
And
I'm looking forward to extras. I want to see behind the scenes stuff. I want commentaries. I really want to know everything about this show.
Oh, that's asking a lot, man.
Hey,
damn, Foggy.
Damn you, Foggy. But I don't know. Yeah, I'm following the main guy, Stephen DeKnight, I believe, on Twitter.
Yes.
And he basically said that thing about the prequel that isn't going to happen. No, he said, all right, he tweeted that, I don't know who said that, but it's not true. So they're definitely not going to do that.
Yeah.
It's looking like. Whenever it comes back, I wish Andy Whitfield a recovery. I hope he's doing well. And, you know, you have to go through chemotherapy for that, right?
Yes.
Because I remember seeing Michael C. Hall plays Dexter. He had the same thing, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Yeah, he had his beanie on during the...
yeah, he didn't have any hair. So he'd gone through... He was going through treatment and everything. So I hope he's all right. And it's a fantastic show. It went from, like, this cheesy, like, hilariously entertaining, violent show with lots of profanity and nudity in the pilot to, like, this... awesome, high quality written and acted show. I just think it's excellent, and I felt
lots of nudity and violence
for these characters. Yeah, awesome violence.
It didn't lose what made it best.
And you know the one thing that I wanted to get, and they didn't like focus on it, but it was that one guy with the burnt face guard. I wanted to see how he got his, and I'm sure he was mixed in there in the mayhem, but they didn't really pay much mind to him. You know what I mean?
No.
But really, he wasn't much of a threat or anything. Spartacus already kicked his ass and pushed into a lantern once. So I'm sure he easily fell. And that's another thing. When they showed the unarmed gladiators fighting armed soldiers and how quickly Jason learned to talk. You're like, buddy, all of a sudden. How quickly they disarm the Roman guards and then kill them, even though they were unarmed.
Armor didn't do much help.
I instantaneously
killed him, Bill. They should have set fire to that place afterwards.
Well, I'm not a pyromaniac or not.
No, that would have been awesome. That thing should have been burning to the ground. But I guess they didn't want to give off any signal, like, hey, we just killed everyone here.
Spartacus's father was somewhere watching over him. And after seeing that, how do you think he would have felt?
He was so proud.
He would be so proud.
All right, enough.